last time on Painted Black.
We got a gay threesome bubbles over into a heated fight in the hot tub.
Yeah. So how does a gay threesome work? Is it more like a train or anything? Like...
It's like the human centipede.
Well, guess what? This article, this article doesn't really go into those details.
They're having some epic gay sex.
What would be a circle jerk in a fraternity you've now turned to full penetration?
Well, time out.
Wait, no, I don't know what you're talking about, circle jerk. We were talking about human centipede and ass fuck.
But you start talking about... But no.
What about Ookie Cookie? Is that a real thing?
That can't be real.
Oh, it's like a Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, it's kind of gay.
Right?
Yeah, all right.
Hey, don't badmouth the gays.
I did
like
it all for the cookie. The what? The cookie.
Wait, so...
Full circle.
And then I took the cookie and put it in my what?
I can only imagine that there's like an Indiana Jones-style kind of... secret cave where a bunch of guys are just cookie.
They're
wearing like fucking druid outfits,
and then fucking Cookie Monster blows in out of nowhere, and he's like, "What's this gay shit?
This is not what I signed up for."
I heard cookies. What's up with that? I'm eating vegetables from now on. You guys are good.
Now the story, please. I'm curious.
All right,
bye. Curious.
Austin Adams, 18 year old.
His googly.
Don't laugh at that. Don't.
They called me off guard.
Yeah. My replacement was hashtag Brown Finger.
Brown Finger. Actually, I'll give you a
It's the new Bond villain. Yeah.
Brown Finger.
He's the man with the doo-doo hand.
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrd.
Better late than never, but we're back.
Yeah.
Back in the Paint It Black studios on a Monday.
Monday.
Live from Monday. I'm Pete, that's Brian.
Yo.
There's Lou.
Welcome to 22 Skidoo.
I thought you were going to play a soundbite.
I was going for it. This time on 22 Skidoo, America defeats the Kaiser. All right.
Whoa. That guy with the fucking mustache has got that girl tied to the tracks.
We should probably introduce Jillian before we get too far into a riff here. Hi, Jill.
Greetings and salutations.
Salutations.
The ragtime music.
I want to hear more about this defeating the Kaiser rags, stuff.
Defeating the Kaiser?
Yeah, what else is going on in the old-timey news?
Well, it's crazy Wright brothers are learning to fly in North Carolina.
Wow. Don't forget Woodrow...
Wilson?
I don't know.
You got nothing.
I was going to say, I was thinking of an old-timey thing like Ragamuffin Wilson or something.
Mr. Ford has pulled out Model T's, one after the other.
He's got moxie.
There you go. It's got moxie.
And the stock market fell 1,000 points today, I think, called Black Friday.
Anyway, We're in, mid-December now?
We just did a whole history lesson from, 1900 to, 1920.
Was there any history in there?
Woodrow Wilson defeated the Kaiser. He's got razzmatazz.
We obviously defeated the Kaiser.
We did it via razzmatazz.
Well, we defeated the Kaiser.
The Germans were flim-flammed. Whoa!
We defeated the Kaiser.
Whoa!
We made the Model T. Yeah. We learned to fly.
The stock market he mentioned, that was a thing.
The stock market. Okay. Pretty much, it was like, we didn't start the fire, but from 1900 to 1929.
A little more disorganized. Yeah.
Let's all go to the speakeasy.
Well, it didn't rhyme, and we're trying to be stupid.
Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Is that a 1920s?
That rascal Al Capone's in some deep water.
The noodles in that pot and they're boiling, I tell ya. All right.
Anyway, mid-December. We all in the holiday spirit yet?
Mm. A little bit.
I got all my Christmas shit done.
That's cool.
All presents are bought. All food has been bought. All liquor has been bought.
I saw that.
Oh, the liquor?
Yeah.
Two handles of Captain Morgan.
We're going to have to buy some more liquor because we're in it right now.
Well, I bought a little wine in it.
No, that's...
Try two.
We bought two cases of wine.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Monday, two bottles. Extrapolate that by a few days. You might want to get more wine.
It's going to be very, very proper. It's how do you do? Would you like some glasses of wine? And I end the night. It's like, kick it, dude.
Fireball, 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 fireball.
What's
how the night
deal
ends.
With fireball? It's
I
not
don't
good.
Get it. It's disgusting.
Cheap. It's cheap, and it, like people like the taste of cinnamon. People all can agree that it's like all right. Like,
it's passable.
No. It's passable. No one really has a problem.
So
with
it's
cinnamon.
A liquor that's based on the fact
it's
successful
passable.
On the fact that it's
cheap and passable. All right.
Yeah, it's no one like people either really like cinnamon or they don't really have a problem with it. So, like, if you order a shot of Patron, people have a fucking problem with tequila. Either they can do it or they don't.
Right.
Some people have, like, some people, whiskey's their thing. Some people, whiskey kills them.
That's their new ad campaign. Fireball. It's non-objectionable.
Mm-hmm. I actually offered it at, like, fucking Applebee's. Like, would you like a Fireball? With,
oh,
with your
it's
appetizers?
Become a thing.
Like, I'm sorry. Did you say fucking Fireball with my fucking mozzarella sticks? Like, no.
Odd mix.
I don't want mozzarella stick and Fireball.
And
please.
Cinnamon Bernie water. Don't need it.
Nah, but I mean, the problem with Fireball is that it's just kind of like almost a liqueur where it's like so sweet
yep.
that you don't realize how many shots you could do, and then all of a sudden you're blacked out and irate and get into fights with people.
Huh. Yeah. Speaking from experience?
For me and then my friends. Like, I never got into a fight.
It's a kind of a rhetorical question, having seen it all the time.
Technically,
I never got into a fist fight. Like, I got into a fight with Jillian because I fucking blacked out and, like, I
ruined my birthday.
And, like, fucking my Miller, he introduced me to it, and he went as Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's and was absolutely stone cold blacked out.
We thought people he was just really in character.
He was just committed to the part.
Yeah, actually,
yeah, we
I want to believe
in
that he was
character.
Just committed to the part.
That's awesome.
Where's Bernie's Weekend at Bernie's 3?
Hopefully.
And old Jonathan Silverman and old Andrew McCarthy are just like, this guy's not decomposing yet? Jesus Christ.
Is this a rotting corpse they're dragging
around? Skeleton.
Yeah. Is Bernie still dancing?
He's one of those, like, doctor skeletons, like, like, you know, like, hey, Bernie! They put the jacket and the pants on him.
He's got maggots falling out from behind his mustache.
No. Do like how Lou would do, like a complete, like stupid thing where it's one of those like anatomy skeletons.
Yeah,
and like that's all it is, and they have the outfit on him with the mustache and like the dumb hat and the glasses.
Bernie, you've been on a diet.
Oh, man, you gotta
Bernie.
Go and get some sun, Bernie. You're white as hell. All
right.
Weekend at Bernie's, the cartoon.
The animated series.
Weekend at Bernie's 3. Do you remember Andrew McCarthy and Jonathan Silverman?
That's fucking grim, man.
No.
For I remember Andrew McCarthy. I don't know, Beetlejuice was kind of grim for a cartoon.
But back then, like,
they still dead
it
people.
Was weird. It was like, they had too many dead people cartoons. I mean, there's that.
Yeah, that's why we had so
there
many
was no Beetlejuice cartoons.
Name another dead person cartoon.
Casper. He's a fucking dead boy.
He was the ghost of Richie Rich.
That's he was a dead boy.
He was a dead boy.
And for one night, he got to be
and
real
and they don't
boy.
Really go into, like, why he's dead. Like, suicide. Did he get fucking murdered? Like, some pedophile, like, some fucking
John
put
Wayne
a pillow
Gacy
over his
bullshit.
Face?
Yeah. He was, what's that guy from America's, John Walsh.
John
Walsh.
I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to say it. I knew someone was going
to
say it.
Don't
even
put
though,
a face to it.
Even though it was lighthearted, those Ghostbusters. You know, a lot of just
death. Yeah, those weren't ghosts stuff. In the sense of, like.
In the sense of what?
Slimer? Come on, man.
Yeah, but they fought
especially
evil
in
ghosts.
In the cartoon, they were fighting like pirate ghosts.
Still.
Like Scooby-Doo shit. Like,
well, they weren't zapping niggas and being like, oh shit, it's a dude in a mask.
That was how much better would the show be? Like, when will we ever learn ghosts aren't real?
You're zapping some dude.
We're hitting people with some high-powered shit right
here. Yeah.
That would
this
be
is radioactive. We're blow- really causing some damage.
Blowing people right out of their costumes. Like, bish. Oh, it was Old Man Winters, I think.
Yeah. That would be a great crossover, I think. I really want to see
Scooby
that now.
Scooby-Doo Ghostbusters. Yes. Oh my god, we need to do something with that.
You killed the guy who's trying to commit
you killed
insurance
old man
fraud.
Jenkins!
Well, he's trying to commit insurance fraud. He deserves it.
Not in my town!
Light him up!
Cross the streams.
Funny thing is to blow up the mystery machine by crossing the stream.
We
Mr. Stay Puff steps on Freddy.
That was the only problem with the first movie, that Stay Puff had to be bad. I figured he looked so happy.
He was
the killed it for
the traveler. He was a bad guy. He was the embodiment of Ghost or the Ghost Area.
That's why fucking he really Steve loved Puff. It when Viggo came.
Viggo, that's a bad guy. Like, obviously, like, there's no doubt about it. That guy's up to no good. Stay Puff, they didn't let him do what he was about to do. Like, he might have just
hey,
climbed.
Nobody steps on a church in my town.
It was an accident. It was a fucky.
He's just a big guy. He had enough room.
He was going to kill them. You saw it when his face went all frowny.
That's because
they blasted him. He made sad face. You get sad face because
he was climbing
you.
The building to kill Ghostbusters.
He just wanted to pick him up in his hand and walk him to safety. He was like, "Wow, that's Gozer. That's bad shit. Yeah, let me bring you guys to safety. That's a bad bitch." Right? And then, like, and he's reaching for him, and they zap him. He's like, hey, ah!
Like, melting! We have Stay Puft right here on the table. Does he look threatening to
that's
you?
That's a Funko Pop. That doesn't count.
No one buying me a Stay Puft is they're the frowny face one. He's not scary at all.
Fucking Jax Teller doesn't look scary either, but, you know, he fucks people up.
Nah.
Anybody watch that finale?
No.
Nah. Then I won't say nothing.
I haven't watched it for a couple seasons, so.
Yeah.
Since the guy who made that show made The Shield, I imagine everyone dies and goes to jail.
There's actually a Shield tie-in to the ending.
Really? Wow. Did Vic Mackey arrest him? How awesome would that be?
Do you want me to tell you the ending of the show?
Is it Vic Mackey?
Vic Mackey is involved.
That's the shit!
Not as the character. Michael Chiklis shows up.
Oh, all right.
Inexplicably, Michael Chiklis does something. I'll just say that.
Well, you misled us.
It's one of those moments you're watching it.
You
and
fucking
like,
misled us, man.
Is that Vic Mackey? Oh, it was Vic Mackey.
Is that the Thing?
Oh, man.
Is that Kojak?
Right.
Kojak. No, he's not Kojak. He's
the Commish.
The Commish.
Or the gay strong man on American Horror Story. Yes.
I haven't seen that one. Is any good?
He's gay?
Yeah, he's clearly gay.
But he has a kid.
Yeah, but half his plot line is that he was trying to bang that guy in the bar.
Oh, I haven't kept up with it.
Okay.
But I mean, like, he...
You're a little behind.
Father and child, so...
While gay men follow their children without our official insemination, it's called trying to play
with
it straight.
With a bearded lady.
Playing it straight.
Put it
together. Yeah, but you can shave it.
Put it together.
No, he liked that she's bearded. He's gay.
She literally was a beard.
Michael Chiklis can't play gay, Phil. He's got too much of, like, an ugly look to him.
He looks like a penis.
Okay. Yeah. So if you look like a vagina, like, you all about pussy? Like...
Oh, yeah. You're probably a hideous monster, too, but...
You smell like fish, bro.
So you guys have some news stories?
Let's do the news.
Yeah.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
Part of me just enjoys the banter.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, since we're doing holidays, let's do a holiday story. TGI Fridays is dumb.
Well, yeah. We're moving on.
They thought it would be a smart idea to institute the mistletoe drone.
Oh,
kiss and shit?
It's a little drone that flies around, you know, like a little helicopter.
Well, the commercial made it look so charming.
That flies around, well, until it chops somebody's face open.
What?
Yeah. It's a helicopter.
Yeah, but I thought they had, like, the rings around
Not
the legs.
These, because they're dumb. They got a drone without the rotor guards. And a news reporter was doing a story on it when she flinched when they were going to land it on her hand and it chopped her face open.
Nice.
Ooh!
There goes your newscasting career.
The TGI Fridays is now officially blaming her for it, which is fun.
And they're also calling her Open Face now?
They're offering a special sandwich in her honor.
She's like a Punisher villain or some shit. Like,
right.
Open face
roast beef sandwich.
No.
I'm sorry, a Dick Tracy villain.
No.
This is how you start a war on Christmas. Open face is war on mistletoe.
It was actually Pete and Pete. Open face.
Yeah.
Holy shit,
The kid who ate the open face sandwich.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
He was one of the lesser Pete and Pete villains. He was no paper cut.
Paper cut, that was the guy I remembered. Where you carry around that big, like, paper knife.
He would construct it out of construction paper. He was an origami master. That show rocked.
I remember him. I remember Paper Cut. And then when you said Pete and Pete, that's when I remember Open Face.
Open Face.
Can I tell you guys, I don't think minorities watch Pete and Pete.
What's about two?
Well, that doesn't count.
I grew up in the suburbs.
That doesn't count.
I grew up in the suburbs.
I'm sorry, did you grow up in the barrio? Like, what the fuck?
Well, it is a show about two ginger boys.
They were fucking creepy.
The show was weird.
Yeah.
And they steal your soul. You look directly into their eyes.
Well, they had their own superhero, though.
Artie, the Shark Man
in the world.
I didn't watch long enough to find that out.
It was
they
the
were
first
fucking
episode.
Creepy.
Like the first 2 seconds of the thing. Yeah. Might even open up.
It was like retro. Like,
it's in the credits in the beginning. They give you the full breakdown. There's Pete, his brother Pete, their friend Ellen.
Let me tell you, Pete,
Petunia the dancing tattoo, and Artie the strongest man in the world.
I remember this song was so 90s, like
it's my best friend. Yeah,
but it was 90s, but that retro 90s were like 90s, and
no, it was like grunge 90s.
It was
like the Gin Blossom.
It was a group of guys in flannel playing their instruments on the front lawn.
All of that was kind of trying to recall and recapture another time that we don't remember.
Oh, flannel.
That Sound of Music. Never mind. We're going completely off topic. I'm not going to let us go down this rabbit hole. No. I'm stopping the rabbit hole.
Because you know you're wrong.
You're the one who opened it up.
And I'm closing it. I opened it and I can control it. I'm closing it.
Wait, time out. What story was I about?
the those open creepy, face.
Creepy Irish boys were doing some shit, right?
No.
There was a helicopter accident.
Helicopter.
Close.
A drone.
This close.
So who was flying it, her?
Let's see. The reporter was... Oh, they apparently had somebody there who was operating it for the news story, attempted to land it on her hand. So I'm guessing it was an employee at TGI Fridays.
Some dude.
It's the manager.
Some dude. It's Dirk. And
then the thing, she apparently flinched when it landed on her.
Because she realized Dirk was flying
sending it careening into her face.
How bad did she flinch? Was she like slapped through her
you
face?
You tap one of those things, they're going akimbo.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't really play with remote-controlled planes like that. I don't know.
Yeah. It's not a plane. It's a drone.
It's a fucking helicopter.
Anyway, that's moving the story. Yeah. Moving on to terrorism.
That's not much of a leap.
A convention in
terrorism.
The Midwest had a gas leak. Oh, Suburban Chicago Hotel was evacuated after a gas leak that was consistent with an intentional act. What makes this a fun news story, it was a furry convention.
So a bunch of passed out furries everywhere? Just...
Or did they get really uninhibited and really go for it?
You look at the pictures and it's a lot of people in creepy fox costumes. One of them's a tiger in a wedding dress. I see
what
a minotaur.
What does the fox say?
That's the thing, like, I think that's part of the reason that they get a bad rap. There's weird crossovers. Why the tiger in the wedding dress?
I don't know, but it's...
Maybe Tigress was getting married at this convention.
It's like when we're just starting to get used to it, and it's...
Nobody's ever used to this shit.
I know, but at least it was like, all right, I get it. And then you throw a wedding dress on, and it's like, all right, I don't get it anymore.
Like, so they go to like a Chuck E. Cheese, and they just like, oh my God, that's so hot.
Right.
I mean, I understand growing up and feeling like, all right, I'm different from other girls, I'm like a... boy trapped in a girl's body, or I'm a girl who's attracted to other girls, but I don't understand. I'm really a bunny.
This is the internet's fault.
I just don't understand that.
I blame the internet. Same way bronies got to organize.
All right.
If it wasn't for the internet.
Quick question. A 10 in a furry outfit, or like a 2 outside?
10 in a furry outfit.
Somewhere.
10 in a furry outfit.
Do you ever get to see
who fucking cares?
In the furry outfit?
Yeah, if you don't get to see it, then...
No, it's just you banging a fucking bunny. No.
But when you're telling your friends about it, you get to point her out outside of the suit?
You don't...
So you don't know she's a 10.
You know she's a 10, but you don't know... Like, you can't describe... It's not like...
Taking it on faith.
You
could be a dude in there.
You saw her change into it, but it's like... You really banged a bunny more than
anything. Is the 2 enthusiastic?
Yes.
Okay.
2.
See, no, 2. Here's my thought.
Then I don't have a weird story.
Well, yeah, it's a 2. Of course it's a giver. Like,
no, see, this is where it's different being a girl. I'm thinking if you're saying it's a 10, he's in good shape.
Well,
he's got
does
stamina,
the bunny have a good
he's
job?
He's probably hung. Or... You know, no. No. I just
how rich is this bunny man?
Does he got a yacht or something?
Does he read the New Yorker?
Is he wearing a tuxedo?
Did you just
she
hear...
fell for the bunny reading the Wall
does
Street
he Journal? Love the sound of music?
He took her dancing.
I just listed completely shallow stats, and you went right to me going for the guys of wall and intelligence. Thank you.
We just know you.
Yeah.
No, I was talking about his stamina.
Is he a Cornell alum?
No, I was talking about...
He's in the sea jacket, you know. Like,
I was talking about his stamina and his penis size. My bad. That's what I was interested in.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Anyway, even looking at this picture, not a looker in the bunch.
I'm talking the bunny.
I was gonna say
the
like,
fox.
I'm talking bunny's not even sexy.
I'm talking about the people outside of costumes.
A sexy bunny.
Oh, really gross looking.
Right. Look at that deer. I want to fuck that deer. Standing on 2 legs. It's ridiculous.
It's begging for it.
Yeah. Oh man,
deers don't walk like that.
It's looking at me like a deer in headlights.
So technically, if you bang 2 people in a horse costume, are you having a threesome?
Yes, you are.
Well, the person in the front's just kind of standing there.
Voyeurism.
He's just there to be there, really.
Voyeurism.
There for
it's
literal
crossing
support.
Voyeurism.
Literal support. I like it.
All right. Speaking of sex, let's talk about this British woman who went to jail due to criminally noisy bone sessions.
Like, we take a bone, we're talking about sex?
Oh, yeah.
Just getting plowed.
Because we were talking about skeletons before, so I was getting a little concerned.
She's received a court order, jail time, and at least 30 visits from police because her neighbors have reported, criminally noise, unnatural murder-like sounds coming from her house.
Oh,
that guy is slaying it.
Like, whoa!
So she's a screamer.
Oh yeah,
must be anal night.
What this?
Oh, they forgot the lube.
He puts his both fingers in her ears and put it in her butt, and she's airtight. He's like,
not a good looking lady either.
You know she's done when there's a whistle at the end.
Oh, she is not a good looking woman.
No, she looks like Bruce Campbell.
That's not too bad.
No. Like an old, like an old fat Bruce Campbell who hasn't been taking care
Bruce
of
Campbell
herself.
Now,
I have too much love for the man. That's
burn notice, Bruce Campbell.
Well, he still gets love for that particular guy.
Even then, that's still giving her too much credit.
He still gets old ladies, though, right?
He's probably his young girls. He's probably gives him all the good lines.
Yeah,
like
all right.
Groovy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see. What she says, as far as I'm concerned, that's what I should be doing. Just relax. Go with the flow.
I think she's just so happy that someone's finally plowing her.
I'm so happy to be here! Thank you so much! Good job! Good effort! You're really slaying it right now!
Please don't play...
Knock the dust off that pussy!
Right. Please don't play on those clips that you have.
Of what? Like what? Which one? Tell me which to play.
No. He knows what I'm talking about. The one you say in the morning now.
You're asking him to play it.
Which one?
Yeah.
Dropping loads.
You really are fucking
asking. Oh. I had a soundboard I brought up that one time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fucking dropping fucking loads.
I thought you were talking to me. Like,
No. He says lines from that guy now in the morning.
That guy has literally brought so much joy to my life.
And so much misery
to
mine.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
Fucking dropping loads all over your fucking face.
Oh, God. I can't stand it.
That's awesome.
That's disgusting.
You think, like, if I was a neighbor of that and I was hearing that all night, I would call the cops, too. I'd be like, look, I'm not trying to hate, but you need to calm down.
He is, quote, dropping loads. And he can't tell the difference between pussies and assholes, apparently. He doesn't know the difference.
He don't give a fuck.
Right.
I'm just scared. I don't want to be here.
All right, speaking of gross, this is like a nightmare for me. There was a Philadelphia-bound U.S. Airways flight that had to make an emergency landing in Rome when passengers and crew members began vomiting all over the plane.
It was like Stand By Me?
Yeah.
No.
That. If you're in there and you're like seeing that happen, it's like you see it come towards you. It's like, what do?
You run to the bathroom and hide.
Well, it started due to a strange odor that wafted through the plane.
Some guy ripped the best fart.
The
ever.
Best fart.
Yeah.
And recirculated in the plane.
He's sitting there laughing. Everyone's like, ah!
Yeah, all you have to do is find the guy laughing maniacally.
Look what I've done, puppets. My puppets.
They had to fucking land this thing because of it. This is one guy that's like, and the pilot's like, I just can't. I got to pull over.
This is purely speculation, but I heard that one guy threw up so hard he broke a blood vessel in his eye. It was that violent. It was like, aah!
Probably.
Shot out his nose, like blood and vomit.
Mm-hmm. Probably did. Like, this is crazy. I mean, just chain reaction.
Those
There's
chain
probably
reaction
like
vomits
an inch of vomit.
Just to paint a picture, here's what they say. Trapped inside a metal room with the noxious odor and obviously insufficient ventilation system, passengers and crew alike began throwing up, prompting a chain reaction of vomit down the aisle. Ugh. So it literally is that wave. It's like, blah, 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 all the way back.
This is going to get gross.
Nice teamwork on that one.
Yeah, that paired up nicely. At least 3 flight attendants were rushed to a clinic in an ambulance.
Clinic? Wow.
They all got AIDS.
Let me tell you something. Whoever took that monster shit deserves like a medal or something.
It was probably like one of those just... He'd been holding that fart in forever, and it was like a little small thing.
No, I don't think it was just a fart. The dude probably shit in the toilet.
No, because
it didn't flush. It was stuck there.
No. This guy definitely farted, man. I'm telling you. It was a beef.
It doesn't go into what the smell was.
Too many people were thrown up to find out.
Yeah, it just says...
he had some like empanadas the night before.
Not just cabin odor is all they described.
It was White Castle and Pabst Blue Ribbon.
It's Rome. It's pasta. Pasta and red wine.
There's definitely some Bud Mud, probably.
He ate like 2 onions
some
raw.
What?
Bud Mud. You don't know
what
the Bud
Mud.
Yeah, the Bud Mud.
He ate like an onion raw and washed it down with like chicken guts or something like that.
Some pure salmonella.
Chicken guts.
Gizzards.
All right.
Imagine being on that plane, though.
No, I don't.
Thank God we're in first class. Seems like...
Flying sucks enough. And you're just like, oh my God. You're just watching the torrent of puke coming at you.
You ever been on a plane and like you're sitting like, not directly next to you, but kind of close to some guy who's like sniffling and coughing. You're like, I'm getting sick.
Oh yeah.
There's no chance that I'm not getting sick on this plane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable silence as we all take a sip.
Let's keep going.
Roll.
The U.S. government doesn't want you to have comfy balls.
These motherfuckers. I've never been more angry.
What?
I don't read my
emails and now my balls have got to be uncomfortable?
Right. I don't have balls.
Well, this story does not pertain to you.
Aww.
But there is a Norwegian underwear brand called Comfy Balls.
Leave it to the Norwegians.
They
got their priorities straight.
They know how to cup a pair of balls, those guys.
they were figuring out how to go to the moon. They were like, whoa. They already did that? Oh, fuck it.
Comfy balls.
Let's go. What's the next biggest achievement we can get?
Like, there's no way I'm going into space with uncomfortable balls.
No. We gotta make our balls.
This is part of their space program.
You figure out how to make my balls comfy in 0G or I'm out.
First we get the balls comfy. My balls. Then we work on the rockets.
I want my balls to feel like they're on a fucking cloud in Olympus.
My balls are dumb and comfortable.
Talk.
No. Swedish?
I don't know.
Norway, right? Norwegians.
It's all the same.
Yeah. I think that they're probably close. Just Finland, slightly more Norwegians. Evil, right?
You're talking about the Norse.
The Norse. Yeah, they're like all blonde hair, blue eyes, and they talk like it is.
Bork.
If I gave you that accent and you said any one of those countries, I'd be like, you're correct, sir.
Yes. Yeah, I believe it. 100%.
We lead the world in comfy balls.
Why? I move to Sweden then. They got super comfy balls. Right. Why am I doing it in America?
Or just blonde women and comfy balls?
Exactly.
Sign me up.
Great healthcare, paid vacations, mandated by the
really good pocket knives and bank accounts.
Paid for vacations that you must take paid for by the government?
We're talking about a vacation for your balls.
Mm-hmm. I don't have them. I cannot relate.
That's number one.
How would you like to have comfy... balls, well, and a bowl of Swedish meatballs.
Well, Jillian, don't worry, because I'm pretty sure Comfy Tits is on the way.
I was waiting for that. Man, I'm on board. Now you've got my attention, sir.
Comfy Tits?
Yeah.
Relax, puss.
No, it's the tits that's the problem.
It lifts and spreads both your cheeks.
Airs it out.
Feel like two hands supporting you always.
Look, I mean, in America, I feel that I'm actually in the forefront of making balls more comfortable, where I actually invented something called the Florida Dipper.
And nobody uses the Florida Dipper.
It's a term. It's a term. People know what it is.
You know what it is.
Please explain what the Florida Dip is for everyone.
When it's super hot and muggy out, and you're wearing pants, and you're just like, dude, this is terrible. You get a bucket full of ice water or a cooler. And you dip your balls in it.
It sounds awful.
It cools
your
core.
This is right up there with your idea of shoving a popsicle in your ass to cool the core.
It cools the core. Exactly.
Well, here's the thing. A bucket, that's just impractical. You've got to find a way to make this mobile. To cool your balls on
the
go.
Like a gel sack unit.
Florida Dipper to go.
You put it in the freezer or something.
The Florida Little Dipper.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody will buy anything for their penis and their balls and call it little. I feel that's bad marketing.
But it's a cradle. It's like a cradle.
Yeah, the Florida Fun Dip.
Yeah. The Florida Fun Dip.
The Fun Dip.
And you actually steal the Fun Dip logo and have balls go in the guy's mouth.
Yeah. It's that same weird chalky spoon thing they give you, but with balls on it.
It's two pieces. You got to tear them open separately to get them both.
You dip your balls in sugar for no reason and then pop them in water. It's like...
they get all crystallized.
Well, if it's, you know what, what you can do is make it salt. And that would make sense.
No, it wouldn't.
In the ice
I
water?
Don't want my balls more salty. Like
salty enough, thank you.
If you put salt on it,
Mr. Salty Ball,
that would lower the freezing temperature of like the
suck
wall,
on my
ice.
Salty balls.
It makes it colder. Salt in ice water.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, I get it. I get what you're talking about. A little salt, more.
I'm still gonna call you Mr. Salty.
Electrons
balls.
Moving and shit. Like,
listen, Chef's still got plenty of pussy.
He's dead.
Calling himself the selling his salty balls.
His big chocolate salty balls. There are a lot of other things in front of salty that sold the ladies on it.
So what are comfy balls?
Okay.
Let's do this story.
It's a fist-sized crotch protrusion. It's basically padded nuts on your underwear.
It's like a little, I'm thinking, a baseball mitt.
It looks like a codpiece.
Sorry.
On your boxers.
So. Why would you want that?
I'm allergic to this.
It looks soft.
I bet you it looks makes it look like you got a giant dong.
doesn't.
If it is a giant like cod piece,
the
like,
bulge on the pants themselves, without anybody in them, is impressive.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So this is a plus.
It's just another sign. But the story here.
Why don't you just like have a bolt like a big like a poopy thing going down? Do you need it? Like that point. This is like.
Well, listen, we're evening the score.
That's the, Wonder Bra for men. Is what you're describing.
That's
here?
A deluxe edition.
This I is think like, you guys do need that.
This is like Wonder Nuts.
Yeah, comfy do balls with special Wonder Nuts.
Do women like that? Just oversized balls? Is that a thing?
He's according not to South Park, balls.
Some right. girls, but
because
not,
Randy
not
Marsh
common.
Made his wife super happy.
Yeah.
Women love him.
Yeah.
Why did you just do a Fred imitation?
That's how he said it.
Love him.
That's how he said it.
Oh, okay.
Now the story here is that the government, the U.S. government, doesn't want them here, saying that they're too vulgar.
Jesus Christ.
In the context of the applicant's goods, comfy balls means only one thing, that a man's testicles, or balls, will be comfortable in the applicant's undergarments. The mark does not create a double entendre or other idiomatic expression. When used in this way, the word balls has an offensive meaning. I don't think it's offensive.
No, that's what we call me. How many people say, oh, my scrotum is hurting me, or doctor. Like, no,
my testicles are nice and comfy.
Like, no, everyone says balls.
This.
Everyone says balls with a Z.
Balls. Yeah, true.
Balls.
It'd be nice if they were, like, aerated to get a good, like, breeze.
You get a fan going on in them or something?
Oh.
No, you don't want a fan. You don't want a fan. Malfunction.
Oh, that's right. Have we learned nothing from drones?
Balls.
You do not want that. That lawsuit, or
don't,
that
don't flinch, man.
Just let it happen.
I'm sitting very carefully.
That's rape talk, Jillian. We don't appreciate that shit here.
No way, man.
Just sit back and let it happen.
Mm-hmm. Think of England.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Lie back and think of England.
A step back for women.
That
everywhere.
Actually is part of the thing. It's,
what is it?
It's called package front. They call it. It's
wait,
trademark.
I thought you said what? That's a thing. Like lie back and take it.
The what?
Which he said.
No.
I said,
actually, I'm getting to the point.
I said lie back and let happen.
I'm not an
take
engineer.
It.
I'm not an engineer, but if you can create a hygienic thing for a woman to stick up their hoo ha, and it's like seriously, like it's vicious with like needles and terrible things, it'll prevent rape.
Oh, that exists. It actually is. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's rape-proof condoms.
Yeah, it's that's the thing in Africa.
Yeah, they hand them out.
Yeah,
then it hooks the dick.
Oy.
Yeah,
but the thing in Africa, it's like they probably have them in the store, but no one could buy anything from the store, so everyone's going.
No, it's not about the humanitarian efforts. They actually distribute them.
Yeah, this is something that's been given out.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear how Comfy Balls works? I found it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The package front design is meant to keep your equipment in place while being lifted away from the inside of your thighs, preventing unnecessary heating of the balls.
Oh.
Extreme curved panels combined with innovative use of elastic fabrics. Seems lift the user's experience to a new level.
I've got experience balls.
So it lifts and keeps comfortable.
Lifts and separates.
Wait, yeah, I was saying
no. You don't want any separation.
You're separating the twins.
Lift and separate.
Oh, sometimes you do need to like just separate everything and just like
start
over. Air out. Reset.
Dick, balls, thighs. Like...
They're part of the problem might be their catchphrases.
Let's hear it.
Nice balls.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my balls.
Though I love my balls is just
it's
like a nice thing.
It's saying I love my balls, not I love your balls. It's not like saying this is the Wonder Bra for balls.
Their worst catchphrases, this will make you slap happy.
Slap Anna, slap Anna, slap, yeah. Slap, slap, slap Anna, slap.
Do we even need the sound bites anymore? We got them all memorized.
I know, I really do.
Please go ahead.
I'm trying.
Ah, I'm going slap happy.
I've got comfy balls.
I kind of want to order a set now. Brian, if I order a set of comfy balls,
it's a pair.
Guys,
whatever.
Christmas is coming.
I know. If stocking stuffer, woo, double entendre.
Yeah, why wouldn't I want comfy balls?
Right.
I'm all for this idea.
I'm convinced it'll make him sterile, though. That's the only reason why I wouldn't buy it.
Why would it make me sterile?
No. It's just a...
It's there to improve... Virility.
It's like a is bra it?
For by your, unnecessary removing unnecessary heating of the scrotum. You're only improving your sperm count.
Oh,
stocking stuffer.
It makes your wife look like someone else over here.
It's like beer goggles for your dick.
A bazinga.
Yeah.
I'm not upset. We're not married.
Wait, I put these shorts on and my wife looks like someone else. Coffee balls. I love it.
And from the makers
like
of
some LSD in the nuts.
It's like, seeping through the pores.
My balls are feeling great.
People start ODing on it.
You got coffee balls, bro. Give me a pack of coffee balls.
No, I'm not going to say it. You know
what? Suck with some coffee balls.
Thank you.
Yo, can I lick your coffee balls, bro?
I couldn't say it.
You got another CBOD out there.
I'll toss you salad for some coffee balls. Jesus.
Suck your dick for some coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, don't. Don't do that. Don't.
Sound bite for next week.
Oh, comfy balls.
Is that the commercial for
they're
comfy
addictive.
Balls?
That should be the new slogan.
They're addictive.
And spell it with a D-I-C-K.
Don't be ridiculous.
Love it.
All right. Let's do another Swede story then. Well, that was Norway. Let's go to the Swiss.
The Swedes.
The Swedes. Sweden, Switzerland. Fuck off.
Is it Switzerland or the Swedes?
No, they're not.
This is Switzerland.
Right. Choose a side.
Bork, bork, bork.
How could you be that proud about that, not choosing the not Nazi that, side?
See that? Wait. Are we in Switzerland or Sweden? Because I'm really confused.
They're like the same thing, right?
Switzerland.
This is Switzerland.
Okay, there we
the
are.
The cheese place.
Where they have silly Nazi gold.
They got the chocolate.
Silly Nazi gold.
They got cuckoo clocks.
Silly Nazi
cuckoo
gold.
Cuckoo clocks? Is that like a fucking clan cereal?
Cuckoo
like
clocks.
I'm cuckoo for cuckoo clucks.
They're little crosses.
And they're not chocolate.
What is it? No. Was it a wheat? Was it like the Cheerio pieces?
Puffs. Yeah.
It's kind of a bland cereal. No marshmallows. Like only charms. White marshmallows.
No.
Wait.
Cocoa Puffs will get you cuckoo. We don't like that impure shit.
There's only one Cocoa Puff in the whole bat and the whole box.
And all the others are just mashing it up.
Yeah.
I just wish this was not audio at this moment because Lou's face was amazing.
Silly black and cuckoo clucks are for whites. Like,
oh my god. It's the most horribly offensive cereal mascot ever.
Yeah. Instead of the dumb bird, what would it be?
The offensive.
It had to be a wizard.
It'd be a wizard. Yeah. No, it'd be a wizard.
The grand wizard.
And he'd be chasing away like one of those old, like when Looney Tunes would do a black guy in the 20s.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Like super offensive.
Those
shit.
Fucking ravens.
The
right?
Ravens from Dumbo?
Yeah. I ain't never seen an elephant fly before.
The little Cheerios pieces, like it's a pickup truck across. I don't know. A guy slapping his wife.
A shotgun, yeah.
It's like everything bad about rednecks.
Yeah.
A shotgun, yes. A noose.
A noose,
okay,
for sure.
All right. We gotta comment about that noose talk.
Cuckoo clucks. It's not me.
Some fire,
clocks,
I'm thinking.
Dummy.
A piece that just looks like fire. You can add it however you like.
It's like a Flamin' Moe's.
Yeah.
Like you light your cereal bowl on fire. You blow it out.
A piece that looks like a fire
shape. You say an
offensive
prayer.
Yeah.
You throw it at a black guy's window.
Right.
Oh,
you pour your bowl.
No. I'm stopping this.
Yeah,
stop the conversation now.
Stop
it. This week is a bad week for this conversation. Much is happening out
Black
there.
Black History Month.
Yeah.
There was recently
a
lynching.
There's a lot of riots.
There was a lynching. There was a bunch of black people being killed by cops right now. There's a bunch of marches going on. We can't have this conversation this week.
So we can't try to be funny?
Yeah.
Not this week.
We're
not
bringing
especially with
light
that,
to it.
That lynching was a cherry on
look,
top of the ice cream.
You're talking to people who never look into news, really. The only thing I look at is comfy balls.
All right.
This is true. Look.
You're innocent. Ignorance is bliss.
The second I see more than two paragraphs, I'm like, I'm out.
It's a President
it's not
Obama.
For me.
Oh,
it's
yes. Not words.
Right.
Congress. Boo.
I like to get 90% of my
debt
news.
Debt ceiling.
From,
what?
Today in Congress, yeah. They voted on the. Oh my God. Just get to it.
It just doesn't have, just doesn't have fruit jacks in it. I'm not listening.
90% of my information comes from animated GIFs.
We just figured out how the news can get their information out there. GIFs.
I feel that the news is basically skimmed. It's about like. The actual title, what it's about, it may drag you in, and then like if it's not, it doesn't hook you in the first like two sentences, it's like, it wasn't that great.
That was what the new news always was, actually.
It's gloom and doom, and then we got to listen to it for 24 hours.
What are you talking about? In the Abe Lincoln days,
shit.
It's like when you got the newspaper, it was like, this is the best, everyone gather around.
No, there was still something
stuff
called...
Stuff happened today!
Honey, even in times...
You didn't have CNN then.
Even when there were just town criers, there was a headline. there was a hook.
Hey.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes. Comfy balls ding, ding, on the ding, horizon.
Exactly. There was always a hook, something to draw you in.
You, sir, have you uncomfortable balls? Why, yes, I do. Well, then, give me a nickel and read here.
In ancient Rome, like the herald would
I'm
come
not
out.
Convinced. I've had bad luck with snake oil salesmen.
he comes down with a scroll. Scroll. Hee.
In ancient Rome, like the herald would come out and be like, today Caesar got stabbed a bunch. More tomorrow.
In other news, comfy balls on the horizon.
Brutus et tu Brute?
We'll tell you what it means after the break.
There's a live horse chase going on.
We take you downtown Rome.
A chariot race.
One Judah Ben-Hur is seen in a white chariot.
Oh. It's being ridden by a Bronco.
Led by a Bronco.
Who is his best
and
friend?
And Alice Cowlings and OJ a Samson.
OJ
and his wife,
Samson.
Guilty of killing his wife, Delilah.
Man.
This is good, too.
That was really good.
This is cartoon potential. You listening, Adult Swim?
What are we talking about? Cuckoo Klux Pups?
Like, yeah.
I was going to take you to Switzerland for a story where they have cuckoo clocks.
Seems lamer than cuckoo clucks.
And right. Chocolates.
When they weren't fighting the Nazis, they were busy making clocks. Nice going.
They never fought the Nazis.
They weren't, I'm
saying.
They
got great knives.
They were busy fucking making stupid
clocks.
Their
knives aren't great.
And collecting
Nazi gold.
They
do a lot of things.
They got lots of things. Yeah. Anyway, you know what else they have?
Cheese.
McDonald's that show porn.
That's
nice.
Interesting.
It's interesting. It's like, can I get a Big Mac and some Christy Mac?
I'm assuming this is after 1 a.m.?
Doesn't say what time it is. All it says is, on Saturday, patrons of a McDonald's in Zuschwil, Switzerland, were surprised to find a television playing pornography at full volume.
Well, they were surprised.
You can't put a price on good pussy.
It's on the dollar menu.
They were surprised. It wasn't like,
you put a price on it, Pete.
It wasn't like, it's 12 p.m. We can go to McDonald's and get a hamburger and watch some porn.
Well, normally they're showing like sports stuff, but they do take requests of what you want to put on.
Wait, and Switzerland sports stuff. It would just be like Roger Federer all day. Like, what else do they got?
You're the guy I turn to for answers on that.
Not cricket?
No, that's not even
it's not
what
them.
Do the Swiss play?
Ding, 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 ding.
Just one guy plays tennis. They should have taken some of those
competitive clock building.
Chocolate making.
Competitive Nazi goals hiding.
Willy Wonka has come all the way from America to try to beat the Swiss in their home turf.
Next on Food Network.
The Oompa Loompas have been disqualified. They didn't meet requirements.
On ESPN5.
The Ocho.
Swiss fudge packing.
With the single.
Into rappers.
Yeah. Okay. Next on Bravo.
Andy Cohen, something of him.
Watch what happens with Andy Cohen. That would be a good one.
Swiss fudge packing edition.
Right. Yes, there you go.
So what did they do about this porno?
Nothing. It's loved Switzerland.
They clapped.
They stood there and watched and ordered their Big Macs.
I like these people.
You're crazy McDonald's.
And I'm not fancy on their cereal, but their McDonald's.
Their cereal's hilarious.
Their McDonald's, I could get down.
Right, I'm not so much down with their McDonald's, but their cereal is funny.
They have fucking hardcore porn on the McDonald's.
Would you not eat hardcore porn cereal?
Why did you assume it was hardcore?
In fact,
just porn.
Softcore.
Yes. Ha ha ha. It's their cartoon of porn.
Why is that a victory for you?
According to the screenshot I'm looking at, it is just a... Oh, actually, there's a dude. Yeah, he's eating her out.
That's soft.
That's hardcore enough.
So no dropping loads, just a couple of...
Well,
if
the
it was
way...
Nick Manning dropping loads, then I'm down for it.
And there's one guy in the restaurant who looks super interested. He got his neck all craned around. He's not even touching his milkshake.
He's trying to jam it. Like, he's like, oh.
That works.
Why is
eating burgers and eating pussy?
Why is that McDonald's lit like it's like an evening at like the
it's
Four
McDonald's
Seasons?
After dark in Switzerland.
It's Switzerland, that bizarre Demolition Man world where they like McDonald's won the fucking food war and it's all they got.
So how did this get turned on? Did five people order fish fillets and put on the
pussy? Did someone say pussy?
Yeah. That's code. Five fish fillets is code.
Woo! Ring the bell.
All it says is that normally I have on the sports channel, but they say occasionally they will change the channel to please a customer. And this came on,
and the mistake went uncorrected for about an hour. Uncorrected? So the employees were fine.
So they some guy was like, I want to see some bitch getting a pussy ate, and they're like,
No, a little. Some customer said, turn to channel 69.
And give me a Happy Meal.
That's a sexual act, right?
That's a sexual act.
Yes!
Who got that goodie?
Who got the goodie? You definitely need to cut that one.
I know.
Was that another one?
The skit was that this guy trying to look for a bed, and he was going on the bed to test it out, and he was going, who got that goodie? Who got that goodie? And it ends up being like, he's making sure the bed could handle his parents fucking.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just sometimes like scrolling down to the comments of these, and my favorite one right here, it's a picture of the porno playing, the guy eating the chick out. It says, ba 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 ba. She's loving it.
She's loving it.
All right. From one sexy thing across the pond to another. Remember we talked about the UK porn ban?
Uh-huh.
They're banning porn?
You remember, certain types like, of porn. They couldn't do spanking?
Oh,
and
no, they're not banning porn.
Insertion.
The face-sitting, the fisting, the...
Yeah,
the fun stuff. Oh wait, no, not
they're
that.
They're
taking
all the lesbians out of porn.
The chokins,
the dropping loads,
the dropping fucking loads.
Yeah. Well, someone's got to like get a candlelight vigil to bring that back.
Well, that's what happened. Only in the form of instead of a candlelight vigil, UK sex workers had a face sitting demonstration.
So they had to sit down on some faces.
Okay, high five.
Woo!
Happened outside of Parliament in London to protest new UK pornography regulations. It means no bondage, no border sports, fisting, squirting, face-sitting, yada, yada, yada. Thank you. A bunch of very unpleasant-looking hookers took to the streets and sat on each other's faces.
That one looks attractive.
Why are they unpleasant-looking? Is it the teeth? Because that's like a stigma, right? Like
it's like Courtney Love now.
Yeah. Would you like me to blow you? I'm all right with that.
Lovely ladies. Like,
were your teeth like that before you started blowing guys?
I got that.
For fucking
it's
Pence?
Les Miserables. Yeah.
Yes, Brian got it too. He knows Les Miserables.
I just hate myself for getting that joke.
I am surprised that I'm outnumbered on Les Miserables.
Brian, I never made him watch it. He did that on his own.
Last bullshit movie. Oh.
I like that movie. It was awesome.
He loves it way more than I like the play.
I cried during that movie. That was a great movie.
No, you didn't.
I did.
He did.
At what point?
The whole movie.
Every moment.
The point where the people died? Because it's the whole fucking thing.
Do you hear the people sing? Singing a thong. Sorry.
That's enough of that.
I'm sorry. I was tearing up.
What was that song? Was it Sacha Baron Cohen and the bitch from every fucking Beetlejuice guy movie sang? Like, the Die Before Christmas dude.
Helena Bonham Carter, we know who
yes, yes. They're like, it's like, one mile round.
Master of the house. Yeah, I played that for you.
I only remember, what's his face like? Russell Crowe. And his voice like this.
I didn't
everything he said.
All right, I'm sorry to go into a tangent about Melvin's Rob, but I didn't get why he was like such a prick.
Because he's a prick.
Like, I just didn't get it.
You stole bread, and I'm a dick.
He's a cop.
You took bread, like, 8 years ago. You definitely paid your sentence. Like, and the guy's like, just leave me alone. I just did that, like, a million years ago.
You ever see the Key and Peele Les Mis?
Why is everyone talking over me? Like,
now, who's this bitch? If you haven't seen that, YouTube that right now. It's one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen.
You know what I like better was when, they were just the only black guys who were just
the zombie apocalypse.
Just got out of watching Othello.
I haven't seen that one.
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah. They did like their you know, their movie theater guys.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It was just like that.
They were like those guys in Shakespearean time. They're like, Othello's my shit.
Oh no, I did see that. I did see that. That was really good.
And then they watched the end.
The more.
And then they. Physically threatened Shakespeare to change the end.
Yeah.
I remember the last version of Othello was O.
Yeah, they forced him to fucking write Shaft. Because they weren't happy ending of Othello.
Brian.
The last version of Othello was with like Mekhi Phifer and Josh Hartnett.
Oh.
And Julia Stiles.
Julia Stiles like, Desi was a ho. Is that the exact line from the book? I doubt it.
I believe that's how the bard put it.
No, the exact line was, she was as false as water. And they changed it to Desi was a hoe. That's why I cannot watch it.
Let's get off Shakespeare for a second.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's get back on
it's too high class sitting. For us.
It really is.
Shakespeare was into that.
Now, here's the thing with the protest. And I do kind of agree with that because the head protester said that She's upset head because protester. The head protester. We don't blowjob sounds. Nerds. Because the band acts all seem to target female pleasure.
That is true. It was spanking. Fisting? It was insertion. It was dirty talk.
The fisting, face sitting, the choking.
Fisting? Is that a female pleasure thing?
Well, yeah. They get their
it's
pussies.
It's like shoving
fisting.
A pumpkin up your ass, bro. What are you talking about?
Well, they fist vaginas.
Well, the females, the squirting thing,
right? That's, Jill, I'm looking at you as the fisting expert.
That's hate.
Which, by the way, fisting hate. Was something that was created by our generation, the generation above us, was what my sex professor taught me, and I don't believe him.
You had a sex professor?
That's he how I abbreviate him. He had tenure.
He definitely had the lowest education of everybody. It's like, how do you become a sex professor? I fucked around a lot. I don't know.
Yeah. No, he did a lower level undergrad, and then he went to Princeton for his doctorate.
He
so.
Fucked sex a professor. Bunch of hookers. Very violently.
Was he like a Parliament Funkadelic kind of dude? Or
here comes the funk.
He was a very witty white guy. Translation: more than likely homosexual.
A white guy?
Yeah, he's white.
And homosexual, and he was a sex professor. Because I'm imagining some funky ass black dude.
I was reading
with
this
a
thing.
Big
what are we
fro.
Talking about?
His eyeglasses right. are shaped like stars.
I was reading this thing, and I don't know who we're talking about.
Oh, my professor in college.
A fucking, was a P-Funk in a
funkadelic. You had George, what? Professor George Clinton.
Yes.
Well, he had that spirit about him, but no, he was white.
You don't think George Clinton was laying down the rope?
He's laying by it, what I'm saying. But, like, when I think of sex, it's like the first thing in my mind that pops in my head is not George Clinton. It's not
those
like,
guys were getting funky and
no. If you say who
plowing.
Brings the funk, I'd be like, okay, George Clinton brings the funk.
By funk, they meant some
but who
funky
likes
ass
the fuck?
Pussy,
who
right?
Do you think
no,
of?
No,
yes,
loons.
That's what they meant by the funk.
No, it's not.
Okay,
about
so bring back in.
Yeah.
So the fisting thing, I actually don't think of fisting involving the vajayjay area. That's more of a anal thing.
Wait, that's bringing it back in. I thought we were going into
Me?
The story now.
Because fisting
apparently
usually,
not.
Fisting, I usually think of more control. In the homosexual community. Not saying that they're the only ones who do it, but that's more of an anal thing in my mind.
Ew, really?
Yeah. That's,
yeah. Well,
I mean,
you guys
you
gonna
can
be
you
fucking...
can do the you can do the vajayjay too. I mean, it's probably a better area to do it, but because it's more pliable.
That's how I picture one of those holes pushes a baby out.
Yeah, it's more pliable.
Get a hand up there if you need.
Yeah, you put a hand up your ass, you're gonna be shitting giant Hershey Kisses.
In the words of Dr. Drew, our generation is a generation that will need the most amount of surgeries in our later age for replacing our anuses.
Dr. Drew, huh?
We play back there way too much. That's not healthy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying it's unnatural. I'm just saying too much
all right, you gotta
exertion.
Stop. We're getting funky.
Missing all the violent fisting hand motions.
No, non-violent.
Gonna get funky with that pussy now. Yow. Bitch, I'm gonna insert four fingers first and make a big fist.
Wow, but get you wow, nice wow. and lubricate it first so that no tearing.
Stop interrupting him.
Yeah, what
no.
are you doing?
Are you not hearing what's happening?
That's not sexy. That's violent.
Let him keep going.
Yeah, you just killed the flow, Jillian.
No,
we're trying to funk.
Luke Clinton is on a
funk.
Roll.
Gonna funk your ass. I don't know. You want to take the next verse?
He got fingered instructions in the fisted instructions.
Yeah, I made it rhyme.
Gonna hit it like a caveman. Yeah. I've seen the song. It's fun.
Can you play the underwater? Try the underwater boogie
gonna
instead.
Slam that butt all 9 to 8.
I thought
he's
it was...
got the butt. Fist up that butt. Here is the butt. Fist up that butt.
Ow! All
right, what the
I say ow because he didn't use
what
lube.
What the hell are we talking about? Bit on my head.
Yes.
Yo. All right. So, what are we talking about?
This face sitting protest.
I hope they were playing this song. I think everybody sit on faces. Here comes the funk.
It's gonna smell like fish.
And then the next guy's like,
and then we finally go into the underwater boogie, please. The underwater boogie.
I gotta keep changing songs?
Chill's like a
whip. We're in a funk. Come on. Don't ruin the funk.
Yeah, the underwater boogie is also part of the funk.
Yeah, but that's gonna break the flow. You gotta go with the flow.
I wish there were cameras.
Ooh.
This is more a visual thing going on right now.
I am just funking out over here. Got a big old dick for your bitch, smelly pussy, all right. Baby. Now.
All right. All right. So what's the next thing here?
I think we grew as people.
That's
just now.
The last story, but to just put a pin in it. They had a double goal here, and it was also to have a set the world
orgy,
the Guinness World Record for most people sitting on faces at the same time.
I like it.
First of all,
Guinness said no.
What was the record?
Nothing.
Okay. What, yeah, was there a previous record?
There's like, no previous.
Could the people in this room broke it initially?
Like, yeah. They, due to Facebook RSVPs, they were expecting about 500. It doesn't say how many people showed up, but Guinness was just like, nah, we don't really want that one in the book.
They're like, 18 people did it, and they're we got the record, wow!
We represent a beer, we want none of these shenanigans in our book.
And all of a sudden, every like,
it's a good Catholic
gun-toting
nation.
American's like, we need to bring that back to the USA! Mm-hmm. Everyone sit on my face!
Face-sitting record!
Woo!
The brothers of
back
Kappa...
Back in the pile!
The brothers of Kappa, Omicron Kappa, take the team.
Cock.
Very good, honey.
You jumped right on that.
Yeah.
I was also going to give him Alpha Sigma Sigma or Tau Iota Tau.
I don't know what any of that means.
Ass.
What was
and
last one?
Ass. Tau, and titty. Tau
ass,
Iota
ass,
Tau.
Titty. Ass. Ass titty.
Tau Iota I Tau.
Damn, Jillian.
I wonder. No, I'm not going to do it. But it's amazing how that Greek alphabet sticks in your head.
Mm-hmm.
What, are you talking about my hazing experience? No, I'm just a Greek.
No, geek. I had to learn it for a job interview once.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I don't remember it, I don't think.
I remember half of it.
Keep the song on.
Yeah.
Well, actually, pause it for a second. Because we're going to hashtag these bitches.
Oh, hashtag?
You're not ready?
And then, let's go. We hashtag, you can play the song.
But he has to play the hashtag song.
That's why I told him to pause it.
Mm. But can he play it and pause?
I think, yeah, probably. All right,
go.
One second.
I don't know how.
Wait. He's hacking into the mainframe right now.
He's bypassing the encryptions.
Mm-hmm. One second. All right.
Damn, they blocked him. All right.
Hashtag!
It wasn't that loud this time.
I learned to take the headphones off.
Love it.
The point of vocals.
Am I because I wake up to that every morning?
He wakes you up with a hashtag?
On Saturdays.
Wake up! Okay, there you go.
Oh!
Little musical accompaniment.
This is never funky.
I just watched like a
She's
bunch of those Sonic Highways
too. Jamma. Just as funky. She can be.
All right, so this is a very funky episode.
Let's review the stories.
Let's do it.
We got the TGI Friday's drone mishap. We got the gas leak at the furry convention. We got the British lady who got arrested over her illegal sex screams. We got the puke flight due to the bad smell.
We got the puke flight.
We got comfy balls.
We got real comfy balls.
We got the Swiss McDonald's porn.
I take some Swiss cheese on that, Mac.
Yes. And we got the UK face sitting. So, who wants to start it off with TGI Friday's mistletoe drone face cutting incident?
Hashtag, I think I called it hashtag open face.
Now, we should actually explain the rules again, just in case it's your first time listening. Oh. That's a good one, Jill.
Thank you.
I'm going to mark that down. But yeah, we're going to just give hit Twitter hashtags through the story to sum it up in the best, most concise way possible. So, hashtag open face from Jill. Tough one to beat.
TGI F that fucking helicopter.
Yeah.
TGIF that helicopter.
I'm gonna say hashtag no fly zone.
Okay, not bad, but definitely the least of the bunch.
Yeah.
I'm between you two. I'm gonna give a point to you.
Alright.
Bad man, my jammer.
Except that was a drone, not a helicopter.
If you can see what this guy has on his album.
If it's TGI, fuck
dude,
that helicopter.
If I pro, just standing fuck naked in front of the.
That's why I said about the sex expert, man.
It was like Jermaine Jackson's naked album cover.
But this is that isn't George Clinton.
It's not.
No.
It's Carl Cotton.
Still, he's pretty funky.
Yeah. Funky as fuck.
You ready for the next one?
Yes. Yeah.
19 hospitalized after possible chemical attack on a furry kingdom.
Little Bo Peep while you pass out.
Okay. I like where you're going with that. Jillian?
Hashtag dirty fur.
Dirty fur.
I'm gonna say.
Oh, can I change mine?
Yeah.
What does the fox say?
Okay. Hashtag what does the fox say? Z.
I like that.
I'm gonna say Pikachu.
That's a little hard to type.
I know. So how about that's my hashtag.
Yarg.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it to Brian.
For what Which does one? The fox say?
The what does the fox say? Snoozing. Proud British lady says no court can stop her illegal sex screams.
Hashtag howl at the moon.
Eat shit and bark at the moon.
Is that what she said?
No.
But howl at the moon.
I'm taking the Ozzy Osbourne song.
Yeah.
I'm going to say hashtag bangers and mash.
Oh, why'd you get so Beavis and Butthead on that laugh?
Because it hit me real. For some reason, that one hit me in waves.
Yeah.
Because he's mashing that pussy. That's
like, oh, bangers and mash. Yeah. Okay.
She had bangers and mash.
Hashtag God save the scream.
Oh, that's good too.
That's good. Very good.
That's good too. I'm going to give it to Lou because it had the slow burn.
That's right.
Oh, now it's strangely quiet and lonely.
There's a lot of funky shit going on here.
Funk is the word of the day, right?
I got another fucking funk song going on. I was like, right at this dumb commercial. All right.
It better be Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
You know it.
Oh, shit.
Please be. Oh. Okay, fine. I was really looking forward to Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Though. Yeah.
Fair enough. Strange odor turns U.S. Airways flights into a vomit-soaked nightmare.
Hashtag whoever smelt the Delta.
That's good.
Hashtag vomit comment.
Vomit comment.
Can't I?
Ow. Damn.
I respectfully decline.
Brian and Lou share a point on that one.
Letting it all hang out, brother.
Rick.
Woo!
Ow.
Okay. Government wants to keep your balls on comfy. Banning comfy balls.
Don't tread on my balls.
Julie, want me out?
You don't want mine. Mine's very holiday themed. It's hashtag stocking stuffers. Buy comfy balls today. Just dial now. Be dialing now. Comfy balls.
I mean, if comfy balls, if you're listening, and you want to sponsor somebody,
We will our promote the shit out of waiting. You. Our balls are We believe in your product.
We're waiting with open balls.
Yes. No, I want this as our first ever.
With balls wide open.
All right, I got one.
I will.
Wow. That's the hashtag.
Hashtag wide open.
Our hashtag, oh, I'm sorry, this is the Swiss story, right?
No, this comfy
balls. Balls. Norwegian.
Norwegian.
And, yeah, same
thing. They were Swiss, right?
Norwegian. Pretty
much. Hashtag, we did not choose the Nazis?
Lou, what was yours again?
Damn, what did I say?
I don't know, with balls wide open is pretty good, guys.
I don't know, because my backup was Balderdash. But
Balderdash is good.
Oh, don't tread on my balls.
Don't tread on my balls.
That was hashtag Balder Creek.
Yeah. That was the one I liked.
That's what we promoted.
But then you guys got onto an infomercial, and I lost track.
We will do a full infomercial for comfy balls.
Hello,
we
friends.
We want to do this.
Are your balls warm?
Yes.
Sweaty?
Yes.
And stuck to the side of your leg?
How did you know?
Boy, do we have a solution for you.
You forgot to be like, has this ever happened to you?
Ow, my balls!
What celebrity spokesperson would be great for comfy balls?
Me.
Kevin Bacon.
No, it's got to be a fat guy.
Kevin Bacon?
I don't know. It's got to do 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
No, it's got to be a hefty dude. Because
you're tired of your balls being more than 6 degrees.
The heavier you are, the sweatier your balls.
John Goodman.
Right?
John Goodman
for
comfy maybe
balls.
Like a Horatio Sands. I'm
he's
thinking.
He's skinny now. Is
he? Yeah, he's skinny.
Lost
yeah,
he lost
very
like
good.
100 pounds.
Yeah, he's
still. I would still put like a Seth Rogen in there. because he's not fat. Hill. Yeah. But he's a funny guy, and he's still got a little chunk.
Yeah, too.
Yeah.
You want me to do a balls commercial?
What about Jackie Chan? Oh, no trouble. No trouble with your balls.
Well, that's for our Asian market.
He's got tiny balls. He's Asian.
The Asians, don't even touch to the Asians, legs. He's got huge balls, so we keep
small, dick, huge balls. Yeah. He pees on his nuts.
Is there any celebrity who's famous for having large, like cumbersome balls?
Shaggy Two Dope.
Liam Neeson's known for having a huge dick.
All his raps, he talks about it.
He's the only one I know for sure. Yeah, well,
that's gonna be an unpleasant commercial.
Well, no, Liam Neeson's got a huge cock, so I can only infer his huge balls.
Anyway, let's move on.
He's got huge balls.
We're not going to crack this
balls.
Nut today.
Yeah. Pickleball.
I appreciate
now.
It.
Thank you, Jill.
Wow.
Next one.
All right. Swiss McDonald's treats customers to a free side of porn.
Hashtag Swiss Miss.
Swiss Miss.
I like it.
She is blonde, too.
Ow! All right. I'm thinking either happy ending meal... or a smash burger.
Smash burger.
I don't know.
Please phrase your answer in the form of a hashtag.
Yeah. All right. Hashtag number three with the large fuck.
That was funky.
All right.
That was funky.
Brian
that
gets a point off of Lou's big laugh.
That was good.
I was going to go smash burger until Lou just like... He gave it up at that point. He's you like,
gotta
you take it.
It's all the delivery.
You got to give the credit where it's due.
Give where credit's due. Yeah. Finally, UK sex workers sitting on each other's faces for their right to fist.
Did we do that already?
No, it was last
no,
one.
No, it was last morning.
Hashtag, oh. I'm scared out of the way. Hashtag, you've got to fight. For your right to fist. That's it. I had to get it out of my head.
I would have tried to stretch fist into a two-syllable word.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want me to go?
Or? I'll go, yeah. I guess. Throw your fist in the air. Wave around like you just don't care.
Like it. My hashtag is hashtag the British are coming.
The British are
very
coming.
Very nice.
It.
No, yeah. Two fists in the air for the British.
Bravo.
By land or, yeah. Or by butt or by puss.
Bravo. Bravo, everyone over there. Ooh. Bravo.
I was going to throw it in. I can't top that, though.
Nice.
All right. We got a problem.
What's up?
It's too funky?
We got a tie.
Oh. Team Brian and Lou?
I'll take a tie. I don't need a win.
That's what's up.
Let's go, Lou.
It's four Ooh. For Brian, four for Lou. Jillian, you got the one. A solid one.
I feel like I got two, but okay.
But we all got the funk.
You all yes. got the funk.
All right, so we're moving on to other things?
Yeah, I guess let's do some stupid people.
I'm about to start listening to funk in my car.
Stupid people. You know what? We were listening to that block. Every song was awesome.
I know.
I told you.
The shoulders wouldn't stop.
You know what? I feel like funk is underrated in my life.
Oh, most definitely, sir.
You ever listen to actual George Clinton CD?
Yes.
It's fucking awesome.
I'm going to be...
The Aqua Boogie, damn it. That's my jam.
I no, used what to... was that Sonic Highways episode that was awesome?
The Louisiana one.
That one rocked.
Except I, the one guy, Dr. What the hell is his name? It was Dr. John. Like,
yeah.
He eventually got into... what's that dude? The I Do the Depression of all time. Like...
Yo, hug me, give me. Randy Newman.
Randy eventually Newman. Got Randy Newman, so I was like, I was feeling the funk, and all of a sudden he was like, oh man, I'm Randy Newman, and not too much, a little bit. Like, I'm a little rocking and Randy Newman, and.
You know, rocking and Newman, and.
That's just a different beast.
Who brought the funk?
No.
Oh, God.
I used to wonder why he was in the fucking NBA games, but now I know.
Randy Newman?
No, George
Oh,
Clinton.
George Clinton?
Yes.
Because he's the fucking man. That's You ever see, what's that, PCU?
No.
What?
First of all, A, watch that.
Yeah.
Right now.
Downstairs now.
I did see that Key and Peele where they were.
Jeremy Piven.
They were those fucking.
Jimmy Toe Jam, Funkadelic, Lobster, just gibberish.
Roger D.
Gibberish.
Do you have any idea what we're saying? Nope.
Yeah. I did
Jake
see that.
Busey, too.
Jake Busey was
it? Yeah, he's one of the stoners. Like,
oh.
I didn't exhale. Works for me, man.
Oh, that's right. He was the guy on the couch. Like,
works for me.
For a second.
Not the guy watching TV. He was one of the stoner guys. They snagged the bee, man.
Oh, okay.
For a second, I thought you meant about the older scene, you know, Busey.
Not Gary.
Because he says fucking irrational shit just like funk songs.
Yeah. No, but his always have Buseyism.
Oh, no, no, no. If you take what Gary Busey says and put a funk beat behind it, it's a funk jam.
Yeah. You like his anagrams and shit? Like, mm-hmm. You could put some funk to that.
Yeah. We should do that. Let's do that.
We really could.
All right, so what's the first guy in Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do a little update on a past story. Do you remember the guy we talked about who was going to get eaten by a snake?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wait, for what reason, though? I forgot.
For a TV show.
Yeah.
Shit. I was hoping it was for sexual kicks.
Do you know how many retweets we're going to get with this?
Well, that on the side.
Like a bunch.
No, it was for a show called Eaten Alive on Discovery Channel where this guy was going to get impersonated.
Oh, yeah.
He was going to get eaten by an anaconda.
My anaconda
I knew somebody was going to say that. That song sucks.
He doesn't have any buns, though.
I'm tired of butt songs. Every song's about a butt.
You're a titties man?
I'm a titty guy. But still,
what about ass and titties?
But not every song needs to be about a butt. Every song's about butts.
What if the song is ass and titties?
Ass and titties. Ass.
Well, you know why that is. Like, R&B and hip-hop are dominated by
black people
who have butts.
It's just,
and like butts.
But every hit song is like about a butt.
They love butts.
I don't care who's singing
They love. That's their target audience.
If you have a butt and a cute face, butts. You're in with black guys.
Even I have a butt and a cute face, like a and maybe. I'm worried about that.
What?
I have a butt.
Or you can just be fat and white and you're in with black guys.
Yeah, as long as you got that butt, they're willing to
do side benzo sit-ups.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, let's get back to the story. So this guy tried to get eaten by a snake.
Yeah.
The show aired. Guess what happened?
He didn't get eaten by a snake.
He didn't get eaten by the snake. Guess who's upset about it?
The snake?
Yes. Well, according to PETA.
No. I was fucking promised a big guy to eat. And what's the deal?
I get a scrawny little hillbilly.
PETA is stupid.
That shit from the Hunger Games?
Is that you, Beefaroni?
Beefaroni? Okay, if you haven't seen Riff Tracks Anaconda, you're missing out.
I know.
When Jennifer Lopez is knocking on the door trying to get in to see John Voight, and he's going... I could use some beefaroni.
Is that you, beefaroni?
This beefaroni will be good. Who's that? Pretty lady? Beefaroni will be better.
That came out of left. That came out of left field, but it was so great.
I have never laughed harder in a movie.
I still giggle later on after just thinking about it and hearing it.
I bought beefaroni since.
Brian and I on the way to work. Beefaroni will be better.
Beefaroni will be better.
Now, you know, I actually think the Santa Claus movie we just saw was better.
Santa versus Satan?
Anaconda was a better one.
Was that the full title?
No, that's what I call it.
Santa Claus.
But I call it Santa versus Satan.
But it had the greatest moment.
Well, that wasn't Satan. That was Pitch. Because I had the giant soda. I had to pee halfway through, but I didn't want to leave because I was like, I'm going to miss so much.
So what's insanity like, might occur?
There are, in Riff Tracks, there's no lulls in the comedy. It's constant. If you leave, you're going to miss something.
Okay.
So halfway through,
I want to offer another, proposition here. Riff Tracks, we talk about you a lot.
We love you.
We've seen every live show as a collective group
Plus
that you
Cats,
put on for the past 3-4 years.
Cats has sponsored you guys.
In fact, Cats is a Kickstarter contributor
for
your Godzilla.
I actually, they actually showed me the shirt I'm going to get. I thought it was going to be like just a Riff Tracks with like a little bomb on it. It's Matthew Broderick in that Ferrari with Godzilla wearing the Detroit fucking jersey as Cam.
Wow.
So I'm like, dude, that shirt's awesome.
I thought
it was going to be like a Riff Tracks like dumb shirt like I was going to throw in my closet. I'm actually going to wear the Godzilla Cam with Matthew Broderick driving the Ferrari shirt. That's a cool shirt.
But let me tell you, man. Like,
Godzilla Cameron.
I thought like halfway through the movie... that at any moment, the laugh was going to be too hard, and I was going to urinate all over myself.
Lou,
yeah.
When you post this episode,
please
make sure to mention Riff Tracks. Hashtag Riff Tracks. Get their attention. Direct tweet them. Do something.
Their puppets are staring at us in the face.
We have a Crow and Tom Servo in this studio.
That's true.
Yes.
We're very pro Riff Tracks.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, that
and Comfy, we love you!
I will 100% get in touch with Comfy Balls.
Please and do that as well. Hashtag comfy balls.
Even if we can just get a sample. Just give me like a half a comfy balls.
So just I can one. Compare and contrast.
I want the full comfy balls.
I want to see. But I want to see like. Let one ball be uncomfortable so I know the difference.
Like if you have a Sleep Number bed and you only set one side to 8 and the other side to 3.
There's the Sleep Number balls.
And when. wait. And when they start, when they develop comfy tits, when they develop comfy tits or comfy breasts, rather than call it comfy
Wisely
boobs.
Number seven.
You know, like
my nuts left.
We get on these tangents every episode.
Well, I'm a seven on the right and a four on the left.
Last week, we would not stop talking about gay sex. And then
that's not uncommon.
This week it's all funk and balls.
don't forget.
Holy shit! Everyone, shut up for a second. Somebody write down the episode name is
funk and balls.
It's funk and balls.
Here comes the funk. I'm writing balls.
We need a whiteboard. We need a whiteboard in this room. Funk and balls should be in that whiteboard.
Right, wait. First of all, what the fuck is a whiteboard? I thought it was a blackboard.
Yeah.
A whiteboard is like the marker.
We want a black. We get a funky board.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want no board with no soul.
Boring ass whiteboard. Come on now. You know that board's got no funk.
It really does not have any.
Do you want to risk hearing?
Probably has great credit score. No funk.
And that board answers the phone like, "Hello, sir."
The wall on that board's hanging on has great property value.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's actually worth more than the blackboard. But who wants it?
The posters on that board doing good.
Yeah. That board is in a good school district, but.
It's like it's one of the green properties of Monopoly. While the blackboard is like, you know, the Oriental or some shit.
Wait.
Watching Jillian just get more and more upset.
No, I'm not upset. I'm admitting something right now. So this is more me losing black points for future games. Mm-hmm. My grandfather's in the hospital right now, and I called him. I'm getting there. A woman picked up the phone. I went, "Oh, hi. I'm trying to reach Robert Gray. This is his granddaughter, Jillian Gray." The woman responds. Eventually, I realize. It's my aunt. We were both having a white off. We sounded so proper on the phone until we introduced ourselves. We didn't realize it was the other one.
No, you see, though, I think you were better off because you thought you were talking to a white nurse instead of like a, what the hell you want? Like a
stereotypical, every movie, black sassy nurse?
Yeah, like you're like, my grandfather is in trouble.
The nurse who kind of goes, I ain't got time for this shit.
No, because I've seen the nurses are all white.
Oh, child.
I'm better wash yourself, old man. Oh,
that reminds
me.
He
was all up in my goodies.
I was
fucking black movie has that scene. Yeah. Everyone.
The nurses on my grandfather's floor are all white, which is why I thought I was speaking to one of them and not
He's
my aunt.
In black heaven right now.
Yeah.
Me and... don't fry in the kitchen.
Got white woman all over me.
Sponge anybody?
I'm moving on up.
me and Courtney were watching like her cousins for the weekend, and one of the things that one of them put on was The Mysteries of Laura. Have you seen this?
No.
I've heard about that. It's the show with the Will and Grace bitch.
You know why? My company does their sweaters.
And you know what? The thing
that's
is, like,
actually a thing.
Sweaters for that?
No, for production
companies. She is basically the same character, but now she's solving crimes. And she has an over the top black nanny. And,
like Martin Lawrence? Like,
and she.
Always fanning herself?
The second she got into some kind of jam, she immediately made a reference of how she was being oppressed. The same way, like, Martin Luther King was oppressed.
You got shot?
And I'm like, Jesus Christ, that's fucking racist.
Now, as far as black culture has evolved over the years, black characters in movies and TV shows, pretty much stagnant.
Yeah, I mean, like, you guys don't cry Martin Luther King every time something bad happens to you. That's fucking ridiculous.
What's that you guys think? You're black.
Like, 10%, maybe.
You won the black off.
Yeah, you're black.
Well,
black
you're only, like, 5%.
Stop betraying the listeners and revealing that you're only...
Well, it's a good 10%,
but no. The go-to isn't Martin Luther King. Your go-to is slaves. Your great, 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 great grandmammy, or something like that.
But
like,
even
slaves.
That, you don't throw that around at the drop of a hat.
No, when someone says, "Hey, Jillian, go get me a nice cold glass of water," I go, "Emancipation Proclamation, you son of a bitch!" Like that's what
I don't
I go
listen
for.
To hip hop.
You know how many times I've told that shit?
Yeah,
like, Jillian, water me.
You know, like, because
I was freed a long time ago, motherfucker.
You guys want to do the news story?
Oh, let me hang on. I've been doing the networking and stuff. Like, we have some new podcasts.
You've been on top of shit, my friend.
You will hear about them soon. We got ads coming up.
I like the ad you made, it was pretty good.
Thank you.
People kept sending me lyrics to Maneater.
Did they?
Yes.
Oh, there she go.
Because you should be sending them back the lyrics. To
the volcano song?
The volcano song.
There's the volcano.
Yeah. But I'll be, like, you know, searching the web for these shows that I think are a good match for us. and I'll come across like black shows. I'm listening
to whoa, what's that supposed to mean?
I mean, so a show black? With nothing but black people in the, you know, they're the hosts.
I want to say PB.
And that makes it a black show. I'm going to lie.
Yes.
How are we doing, gentlemen?
Doesn't that make it a black show?
I don't know anymore,
I'm sorry,
honest.
I had to find your Black Panther party.
I don't know anymore.
If there's a show hosted by nothing but white people, it's a white show.
If it's hosted by nothing but white people, but only black people listen to it, what is it then?
What black people we listen to that?
I don't know. Maybe there's some really cool white dudes.
No, I don't believe it.
Okay. Anyway.
Wait. I didn't get to
the point. The point of your story.
Is that Christ. I'll listen to like 5 minutes of the show and I'll be like, oh, they hear the shit we say. They're never going to want to. join the network of shows that we do, and
this
like
shit's atrocious.
If there's an Asian on this show, I'm like, oh jeez, that's another missed one. Yeah, and then like
Mr. Chinaman say 90
not the Chinaman say the other one,
90% of the women ones, I'm like, oh jeez.
Yes,
if it's any consolation, I got a lot of shit for being a real white guy on this show.
Well, bro.
Like, come on.
You're paying your reparations one sentence
at a time.
That's
what I mean. There's people getting hammered on all sides.
I know. We're a very diverse group.
Says the white representative who nobody has paid for.
But I listen to shows. I'm like, they're not going to.
Chillin just looked at me like, good, you honky.
You crack ass, crackle.
I was like, now let's move on to the Guido.
I did listen to one show, though. They have a picture of three white people and a black guy. I'm like, oh, okay. And then on top of he's a real diversity get because he was also gay.
Oh, ooh. Yes.
Have we had any gay guests?
No, we never had Sean.
Oh, we need
a gay guest.
We need Sean. All right,
get on the horn with him and get that gay motherfucker out here.
That sounded bad.
Technically, he's not a motherfucker.
Yes.
He's a fatherfucker.
Get that motherfucking gay out here.
It's a term of endearment.
Yeah. All right, now we can do
this. If you're endeared to him, I guess, like, yeah, sure.
Do you want to do this story or what?
Well, yeah,
let's do it.
Guys. Stop procrastinating, Pete.
Yeah,
dude, Lou just went on this diatribe.
You started talking about gay motherfuckers.
Yeah, let's get a gay guest. We haven't had one yet. That'd be intriguing.
Yeah.
Okay. The amount we talked about gay sex last week alone. Jesus.
I know.
It'd be nice to have an insight.
Holy shit.
If a gay human centipede has ever existed, that man would know.
I might Google. I'm afraid to Google it. But
no, you don't want
to
Google
I'm
it.
Gay human centipede.
Okay, like, stupid people.
It's that rule. Like, if you thought of it, it already exists.
Oh, it exists, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, where were we?
Stupid people.
PETA. PETA was upset that a man was eaten by a snake.
Yes.
Wow, what a tangent, guys.
But the snake is 100% okay, right?
The snake's fine, but they're pissed off that the snake was teased.
He didn't get a meal.
That's the one thing about this whole stunt that I was worried about was like, well, not too worried, but how is he going to get out? And essentially, he just vomited him out, right?
I don't know I didn't watch it. But here's the, you want the PETA quote?
Yeah, I absolutely do want to hear this crazy. Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Under natural conditions, anacondas go weeks or even months between meals, eating only when necessary for survival and expending the tremendous amount of energy required to attack, constrict, and consume large prey only when the payoff outweighs the risk. Paul Rosalie, the guy who did it, and his crew put this snake through undeniable stress robbed her of essential bodily resources. She was forced to constrict and then not allowed to eat. Shut the fuck up.
Actually, oddly enough, that argument made sense. I'm pretty sure they probably threw it a pig or goat or something afterwards. So it's fine.
You know what? And this guy's an asshole for starting this whole thing. Feed him to the snake regardless.
Pete, if they threw the snake a pig or a goat, they'd be upset because then you killed a pig or a goat. You have to convert the anaconda to a vegan diet.
My anaconda don't want none of
your
shit.
Whoa, my anaconda don't.
You're vegan bullshit.
My anaconda don't. It don't want non-vegan bread.
I know, I was just complaining about that joke, and then I made the joke. Yes. God damn it, it is convenient.
The reason the anaconda didn't eat him was because he didn't have any buns on.
Exactly.
Yeah. So PETA, shut the fuck up. Let's go to the next one.
This guy got no buns on. This one's for Jillian. I brought this for Jillian.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
Should I get the Masterpiece Theater?
Would you please? Please.
I'll try. Now, when I say I bring a story for Jillian, what do you think it entails?
British people in douchebaggery.
Tea, nope. Crumpets.
No. Let's think back to Jillian's favorite story of all time.
Favorite story of all time?
I'll give you a hint. It involved a little bit of cunt punting.
It did? I'm sure it didn't involve doilies or something.
I do enjoy cunt punting.
This involves the sorority house? Delta Gamma.
Yay!
At UMD. The same chapter.
Same chapter. What do they do? My little preciouses. You're gonna love it. What do my little Philippies do?
Because this involves racism, too.
Oh, God. It went Alabama on me.
This precious little white girl made a birthday cake of liquor bottles.
No, wait.
Oh, this is
perfect. Meanwhile, back at the Delta Gamma house at the University of Maryland.
Celebrating the 21st.
Bitches be acting crazy.
In our 15th installment of Bitches Be Acting Crazy, or They Do What They Do.
My anaconda doesn't want any unless you have an ample posterior.
Said the Sigma Chi.
A sorority girl.
Ha ha. Hee ha ha ha. Hee ha ha.
Good show.
I should have said trouser snake.
Quite.
Okay.
My trouser snake don't want any if you don't have a hiney.
Ample bosom.
Ample posterior. Okay.
If you don't have childbearing hips and the ability to give me a boy.
Exactly.
All right. A sorority girl from the University of Maryland celebrated her 21st birthday in a traditional way with a fun alcohol-themed cake that's piled with mini bottles, blue moon, a cheap wine, and adorned with the inscription, "Suck a nigga dick."
Whoa!
Oh my God.
Yo.
What? Okay. In Bethany's defense.
Suck a nigga dick? Oh my God.
And Bethany
suck the black off that dick, kid.
Wait, no. In Bethany's defense, Katie really likes black eyes.
Katie really likes black eyes. She's all about, like, Tyrone.
She's dated, like, 5 basketball players and, like, 10 football players.
So. I want to
She likes getting punched in the eyes. Yeah.
I want to say, like, a black guy might have a really fun time there. It sounds like, right?
Hey, black guys. Your guys. Dial that house.
Like, obviously, Katie. Don't put the word nigga on a cake, but...
No, it's like, you're in an icing, it's, what do they say?
Suck a nigga dick.
Suck a nigga dick, and then they in black, they did a nigga dick.
It's written in black, by the way.
They did 2 cakes. The balls and half the shaft was on one cake, and then the other part of the cotton was on the other cake.
The dummies took a picture of the cake and Instagrammed it, didn't they?
Instagrammed it.
By the way, I just got noticed that the cake got arrested.
Wow. Okay.
It was in Ferguson.
Here's the reason.
Oh, shut up. Don't
the cake
go
was
road.
Shot.
The cake was inspired by a 3-6 Mafia track of the same name.
Let me try and look
the
that
the cake
up.
Or what?
Suck a Nigga Dick is apparently a 3-6 Mafia.
Well, 3-6 Mafia is a very, very lyrical group, you know?
Let's give you the...
It was a 2-tiered cake. That's rather classy.
What just made me laugh was hashtag
here we
suck
go.
A nigga dick gate.
This is the song.
Wait.
He said suck a nigga dick part 2.
There's a part one.
This is a trilogy.
There's also a lick my nuts.
Is this the 3-6 Mafia song?
Yeah.
I just brought it. All right.
As you play that, I will read what the sorority said.
Okay, go ahead.
We have become aware of an unacceptable Instagram post by a member of our chapter.
Yeah.
The fraternity volunteers and staff are working with our chapter at the University of Maryland at this time to hold this member accountable. Delta Gamma Fraternity is a dynamic organization committed to diversity and does not discriminate on the basis of race, religion, affliction, color, creed, national origin, sexual orientation, marital status, or physical disability. All efforts are in place to guarantee those selected for membership are committed to living our values. Delta Gamma stands for the high ideals of friendship, promoting cultural and educational interests, a true sense of social responsibility, and developing the best qualities of character. Suck a nigga, dude.
Let me just stop this because it was garbage.
Second of all, that's what these girls apparently are being forced to listen to at fraternity parties or at the bar. They think it's a funny little song, and they just threw it on the cake.
Yeah, right. Fraternity, a totally all-black fraternity.
Yeah, forced? I don't know about that.
Have you been to a white fraternity party? Yes, you have.
I have.
Yes.
Stephen's party.
Most definitely not.
They drink and date rape and good old-fashioned fun.
Hip hop and rap is quite prevalent in most fraternity parties I've been
to. You ever seen the movie Revenge of the Nerds, like the land? Picture those nerds without the fucking, like, the charm.
All right.
Picture them without the Omega Moves.
Have you ever been to a good fraternity party?
Everyone without the charm. That's the shit. Right. Like, it's like, damn. I'm at the ugly people party.
Nobody had a roommate. Rephrase. Like a charming gay member of the.
Where's Lamar?
Rephrase. Have you ever been to a.
Where's Booger?
There was no Booger at those parties.
Where's the super hardcore black fraternity that you guys are biting off? You guys suck.
Yeah. There were no trilams.
Rephrase. Retract and rephrase. Have you ever been to a good fraternity party?
No.
What? I have. They play a lot of rap and hip hop.
I don't care. Who cares? It sucks.
A good.
This lady. Was racist.
Good and bad.
This
real
girl,
niggas eat booty.
You look at a picture of this girl. She makes me look like ethnic. This is the whitest girl to ever
exist. I'm a gangster nigga. Real niggas eat booty.
That girl's future
she's
white lady.
She's even wearing a conservative sweater.
Yeah, white lady. She's future white lady.
And she's like, I'll be funny, sucking nigga dick.
She doesn't realize what it is. All right,
quick question for the two black people in the room.
Yes.
What's worse, suck a nigga dick or suck a slave dick?
The second.
Slave, definitely.
Slave, yeah, that definitely. That was harsh. 100%.
I don't think any...
Because it's an ethnic slur, and the other one's just like...
Well, you know, rough. The first one...
Second one's like, hey, remember that.
There's room for potentially...
Antebellum... They do slave.
And the second, you're definitely referring to back to the time of kidnapping and rape and, enslavement.
Jillian, I always tell Jillian, like, we have children, for Halloween, I want to walk around, have her dressed in rags, and have, like, my little son dressed up as a butler and me just as, like, a plantation owner. Like,
Big Daddy.
I'm Michael Fassbender in 12 Years a Slave.
Yes. Big Daddy. He wants to be Big Daddy.
Get your candy, son. And it's like the horrors of the people, like, oh, but I want to do it in a white neighborhood and see their reactions.
Wait.
Like, come on in. Like,
Brian.
Oh, good. Brian. The old values are still in place in some places.
Brian, you mean ask
Beveridge Farm remembers.
You mean ask stream like white folk?
No. I didn't say that.
You know Jimmy.
The slow kid down the store.
Treat him like
that.
Right. She didn't like Jimmy.
I don't understand what you mean, Big Daddy. That movie is fucking amazing.
It is pretty sweet. Can't lie.
And let me tell you, there's one mistake, and it's Quentin Tarantino showing his fat, ugly face. But that's it. That's the only flaw.
He gets blown up within like 2 minutes.
So much hate. He gets killed right away.
I know, but...
Anyway, next story.
Let's move on.
Before we go off on it, you guys made me cut movies. Now all you want to do is talk about movies.
I just wanted to hate on him for having a fat, ugly
face. Shut up.
That sounded awfully white, Pete.
Yeah, it did. Anyway.
Came from Pete, right?
He was like, shit.
Now let's talk about a good young man who's listening to his mama.
You?
Nope. This young man.
Mama said.
Yeah. Young man Anthony Smith was arrested after following his mama's instructions that he was no longer allowed to masturbate in her house.
Oh, no.
So he did it on the lawn.
Mama said I'm masturbating the house.
Now, two people shortly after 1 p.m., that's right, my friends, in broad daylight.
Whoa.
Said they saw Smith standing in his yard, no clothes, jerking off.
Jerking it.
Who the fuck jerks off with no clothes?
Somebody who likes comfort.
Ass naked.
Somebody who needs a good breeze.
Someone who wants to feel free while they're doing it.
Free and easy, baby.
I don't need no shirt, no. Gonna take them pants right off.
About a jacket.
See the lyrics of that song describe exactly what this guy did.
He's about a jacket.
That is true.
A sheriff's lieutenant pulled up, noticed Smith was, quote, bending down naked in the driveway. The suspect then stood up and ran back to his home.
As bare as the day he was born.
Pete, are you trying to sound racist?
I'm sounding country.
I was going to say, because it sounds a little bit racist.
Yeah, well, he's a black guy.
That's why everyone was all fucked up by it. It was like Python.
They're like, look at that fucking thing.
My anaconda don't.
Look at that nice boy.
Put that shit away.
Look at that nice boy, Martha. He's watering the Oh, shit. Look away.
That ain't no garden hose.
Is that a baby arm? Oh, my God.
What?
Boy's so dumb, you could throw him to the ground, he still couldn't catch it.
It was in Florida, did I mention?
Of course.
Well.
Did I even have to?
No.
Bless his heart.
All right, yes. What's the next story here?
Final story I got here is not so much the people who perpetrated it, but the people who fell for it. 30,000 of them from a company that I particularly enjoy, Cards Against Humanity.
Oh. Hi, Cards Against Humanity. We love to promote your product on the show
I've
more.
I've actually gotten bored of the Cards Against Humanity. I started using the blank ones. I just keep writing my own at this point.
Well, you know, if you do it, if you play the game X amount of times, you know what's coming.
Yeah. Once. You play the game once.
You know what's
about
coming.
Five times.
And then
you're like Pac-Man, uncontrollably guzzling cum. Yeah. It's going to come.
The surprise, it's no longer there.
It's almost like a game of poker.
Thing. Here's what happened. Let me tell the story about it. So they offered a Christmas promotion that if you pay them, they'll send you a big box of bullshit.
What does that mean?
Big box of bullshit.
They send you a big box of bullshit. It's a $6 holiday bundle that if you open it up, you get a box of poop from a live bull.
Ew, who the fuck do you want that?
30,000 people bought that shit.
Because they didn't literally realize they meant bullshit. That shit. Literally bought a box of bullshit.
Damn.
They actually put it right on their website. This is not a joke.
Literally. We have bulls now. They shit a lot.
They tweeted out repeatedly, you're going to buy poop.
Hope you have a lot of bags and lawn matches to put them on your neighbor's lawns.
So 30,000 people bought it and are now trying to flip it on eBay for like six times the cost.
Flip Jesus. It? No, you put it in a brown paper bag and you put it in your most hated neighbor's
no,
lawn and light
they
it on
did
fire.
It right. They, it's dried out. It's non-smelly.
Oh, fertilizer.
These bulls ate a lot of wheat.
Mm. Very good. Yeah, they kept good dietary... You know,
Habits,
yeah.
But goddamn it, why do you buy a box of poop?
You guys
are stupid.
You guys hear the other trouble?
That's why you're on stupid.
I guess all a box of Yorkie poo.
That's why you're on stupid people.
Even the box that it comes in has a little picture of a smiling turd on it.
No,
well,
no,
that's nice.
No, no,
like a swirly one, like a soft.
Yeah.
Surf.
No, we're selling here at Paint Black Comics, Chihuahua poo, Yorkie poo, and Shih Tzu poo. You want to buy some? We're selling it. Name your price.
We'll name one price, and then Dave Namer will charge you three times as much for it.
He'll charge you eight times as much
bro,
if we sign
to,
it.
Yeah, man, would you like to pay like $28 a comic? Like, it's just paper, dude. Like,
but do you know how much that paper itself is worth?
Like, the digital comic is... Whatever.
All right.
Anyway.
Sorry. But it's signed by me and Pete and a girl who inked it.
Yeah.
Some of it.
Like and, a page or two.
All right.
Wait for your comic, honey.
But I'm not trying to...
Yeah, I know.
Look, comic's great. You should buy it.
It is great.
But not eight times the value.
It's like so... Like, you know, you've seen it before, but it's like so good.
That art's amazing, bro.
It is. And it's a great story.
There you go, Dave.
Fantastic.
No, it is a great story.
All right.
And the art is unbelievable.
Off the charts. It should be in a museum, for God's sakes. In a goddamn
like,
museum.
Like he got off just now.
But yeah.
The art is unbelievable.
It's so good. It's come worthy. It's come worthy art.
And I'm spent.
We're dropping loads of comics off.
Yeah. All right.
That
so,
art is basically a cum rag.
Oh. Way to diminish.
Oh, you were talking about it. It's cum worthy.
All right. Let's move on. We're going to do one last thing. I'm not comfortable with that hashtag ground, so we're going to have a tiebreaker.
Okay. All
right.
Oh, wow.
I've chosen the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Caesar has chosen a story.
Brian versus Lou, one last shot at victory.
Let's roll.
Sorority girl celebrates 21st birthday with racist three-layer cake.
Katie, happy birthday. You're my bitch. Sorry.
She probably got some harsh words for you.
Damn.
She's using some bad language, Jillian.
What?
I don't
That's
have
how we
anything
talk.
Too great.
I just want one... This is it. Just we gotta tie this all together.
All right. I don't want to cheat, so I'm gonna name one that's not great. I'll let you go. And if yours is great, I'm gonna cheat.
No, I'll tell you what. You each get. I'll give you both like 2-3 shots.
All right.
Like, go back and forth. I want the best you got.
All right. So I'll start off with a hashtag. Pepperidge Farm Bubbles.
What does that have to do with anything?
Please.
Because they remember racism.
So do we all.
I know. You?
I'm sorry, did racism just go away?
We talk about it a lot.
I know, but they want the days. They want those days back, is
what
I'm saying.
They wish that they had been there for it.
All right. You're not, you know when you have to explain a joke, it's just not a good joke?
Yeah.
Well, what's yours?
Fucking white bitch black skewer? I don't know.
Hmm.
What?
I don't know.
Jillian wins!
All right, good for that.
All right, well, this is...
Hashtag nigger dick. Like,
I don't know. You guys are riffing like uncontrollably during the story.
I'm going to phone it in and just say hashtag...
You eat a dick, nigger! You eat a dick!
With Katie's response.
Damn it.
I knew if I used
as
a sound...
As it shoves cake in her face.
Like, that'd be an unfair advantage.
He's got a sound for it.
He's got a sound.
All right.
You have a sound?
A sound for what?
For something about eating dicks and hopefully
sorority
racially
cake,
motivated.
Birthday.
Just play Boom Yum Me and Cole.
Yeah. What did you say, nigga?
This is what I said.
You eat a dick, nigga. You eat a dick.
We got dueling stink meanies here.
I No.
All right. I got the old game for who gives a gift.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you want to play that? Let's play it. Then we'll call it a night.
Yeah.
I got
we been going on. How long have we been going on? We've been here for a bit. Tonight flew by.
An hour 40. All right, here we are. It's Christmas time.
Okay. I love this so much.
We're all giving gifts away, you know. But I want to just ask everyone, if you had celebrities and or fictitious people, what would you get them for Christmas? So I'm going to start with the first person. I'm going to start with Lou. Lou, Derek Jeter. He just retired. What'd you give him this year for Christmas? An awful good
guy. Not for me. I think I'd hire a hooker to toss his salad. Because I heard he's into that shit exclusively.
He gives gift baskets out. Yes, he does.
Yes.
Jillian?
Santa buddy. I can't say.
You could.
The vagina. Yes. She wants to get plowed.
The poo nanner.
Her pussy. That can't
by
be,
DJ.
That literally can't be every joke.
It's not a joke. She legit wants to get it.
That biracial angel.
She wants that fucking Yankee
Have
Doodle Dandy.
Have you ever seen a black woman blush before now?
And I used to hate him too. That's the weird part.
She wants him to hit a home run. Saki Toomey, she's saying.
So you want to bang him again? Okay.
He will toss.
I never banged him. We're talking.
Bubs, I know
wish.
You did.
I wish.
You know you're going to have to toss that salad out. All right,
Pete.
I'm going to play him to the UK to attend that face-sitting convention. He could be one of the sitters.
The sitters, okay.
He likes his butthole tossy. Then he can hand out gift pads.
Basically, we're all saying a little bit of...
Okay, well, I don't know why you went all sexual. I actually, what I just was going to get him was that A-Rod and one of his former teammates, Mariano Rivera, would fight to the death in the arena. And he would be Caesar deciding whether they live or die.
I like it.
Well, you're the sports fan.
I know, that's really good. That's really good. I hate fucking A-Rod.
Because Jeter, you know, he's great. All right, our next guy, he comes from the Orient.
Whoa.
Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee. Pete, what would you get Bruce Lee for Christmas?
A fake gun.
No, that's...
That's Brandon Lee. That's Brandon Lee.
That's the wrong one.
Well, saying, for his son's sake, it's probably still the same.
I was going to say a new friend, not an aspirin or a Tylenol, a new friend.
In a piece.
Jill, what would you get?
A new friend.
An aspirin, all right.
No, new friend. It's not aspirin.
Small, yellow, different. I get it.
A yellow aspirin, you racist?
Racist.
Shit.
Lou, what would you get Bruce Lee this year for Christmas?
I don't know. Maybe a Whoppa with fries and a shake.
Fries and shake, I like it.
His favorite meal.
His favorite meal.
This is why minorities hate us.
A Whoppa. You dick. No.
Give him a dragon so he can enter.
I would get Bruce Lee this year.
Shut up, that was funny.
Alright.
What'd you say?
I'm saying I'll get Bruce Lee this year a cease and desist on Fei Long.
Other way around.
Yeah, I see.
Yes.
A cease and desist on Fei Long.
That's a very
and Capcom
video game intro.
And Cap, yeah, you really do.
You basically stole me.
He was owed so many royalties by now.
All right, now we're gonna go into the realm of fictitious.
I like the dragon, so he can enter.
Lou, what would you get, Mr. Rob Stark, this year for Christmas?
Rob Rob Stark. Which, oh man.
You don't remember.
I don't, which guy is he again?
It's King Iron Man.
North,
Iron
King
Man.
Of the North.
Is that guy that died, like, straight away?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, no, not straight away.
I thought it was Iron Man. Red I'm Wedding? So off.
That's,
yes.
That's Tony Stark.
I was close,
you're
for
thinking
girl.
Of Ned Stark.
I don't know, like, fucking...
He's the guy who was at the Red Wedding. Didn't fare too well.
I'm gonna say... Santa Claus is coming. Red Suit. He's doing it get ruined or something.
All right, Red Suit. Jillian, what would you get Rob Stark this for Christmas?
A reset button. Checking
it twice. Not bad. Peter.
A way better wedding planner.
Santa Claus is lower coming.
A little bit.
All right.
What was your answer?
You said a wedding planner?
A way better one.
Way better one? I would give him a Furry's Murder t-shirt. But I'm going to give that one. What was yours one with that?
This is a red suit. So it wouldn't get
Pete
damaged.
Pete gets the point on that one.
Yeah. What? A reset button was pretty good.
I like that one too. Oh, he's the judge.
Not a video game, Jillian.
Hey, life is a video
by
game.
By unanimous decision.
Yeah.
You guys suck. All right.
You suck.
Because you don't know. You both get the point. Now, here comes a twisted little... The first real gothic person after Edgar Allan Poe. Batman. What are you getting not Bruce Wayne, but Batman. What are you getting him for Christmas this year? The man who has everything.
Oh.
Jillian, who was all of you?
Rubber sheets.
What? He wets the bed. Okay,
No. For when he and Robin are going at it, because anal sex can get really messy.
Shut up. It went super gay. Okay, I didn't expect that. Whoa. I thought you were like...
Disrespect Batman!
Disrespectful?
I just thought you...
What's wrong with homosexuality?
I thought you were talking about, like, he's sitting there sleeping, dreaming. It's like, do you dance with the devil in the bed? I'm like, I'll pee everywhere. Like,
no, it's from
and it's
when
not
he...
a homosexual thing. It's a pedophile thing. Robin's a boy, damn it.
When Robin's a man.
The boy wonder.
When Robin is a man.
I'll save you, Flash, because this is your Mr. Batman. Lou, what would you get Mr. Batman this year for Christmas?
Oosh. The only thing I can think of is a dead Joker, because he let that nigga live way too long.
Here, I killed him for you. It was very simple. Went bang, bang, he's right. Dead.
Peter, what would you get Batman this year for Christmas?
Parents.
Oh!
I respect it.
The only thing he wants.
Tickets to a different movie.
Kevlar vests.
No nipples.
No Joel Schumacher.
This year I decided to get Batman.
The dick.
But only Val Kilmer Batman. That's the one he's into. Only Val Kilmer Batman gets the dick.
Take Michael Keaton. I want to get nuts.
Oh no! I forgot what I was going to say.
Because that was way better.
Oh shit!
Oh man!
Oh, can we end with that? No, and that was so good.
If I remember,
where does he get those wonderful toys?
If I ever remember what I was going to say for Batman, I'll tell you, but I forgot. Okay, now we all lost someone this past couple weeks. It was, this next president is going to the Beth from Walking Dead. Lou, what would you get Beth from Walking Dead this year?
Which bitch is she again?
One who got shot in the hospital.
I don't have regular cable because I'm poor as shit.
The blonde one that got kidnapped by the...
She's young?
Yes.
Yeah. She got shot.
Damn.
In the brain...
I don't know, her fucking Pappy's leg back?
Pappy's leg.
I'm not caught up, so.
Pete?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't care when she died. better sense. She brought it on herself, let's face it.
She's a dumb blonde, is what you're saying.
Yeah. The ability to sing one more song.
Oh. Considering I checked out that show about 3 seasons ago, I'm going to say One Night with Daryl Dixon.
That sounds like the gayest porno possible.
That's definitely hetero, but...
No, the title does sound gay, you're right.
One Night with Daryl Dixon?
Yeah. One Night with Daryl Dixon.
Sounds like a leaked sex tape, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's not gay, though.
It could be.
No, I mean, if it's just dudes, yeah, sure. But it's...
But yeah, I'm saying for Beth, obviously it's not.
The Boondock Saints outtakes.
I'm going to give this point to Pete. I agree. One more song. Just one more song. You were basically her role on the show was just saying
she had a pretty voice.
All right, Jillian. This year, Lady Gaga. What did you get Lady Gaga?
A normal haircut and a St. John's suit.
All right. Peter.
I would like to dedicate this gift to all the homeless out there. To all those struggling to make a living. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah. Lou?
Damn, he took that. So the only other thing I could think of is like, I'll make her gaga on my cock.
Bravo! Bravo!
I'm gonna.
What kind of blowjobs are you getting?
Well, it's a movie blowjob. What is your wife it's over doing? The top.
Jesus Christ.
It's over the
her
top.
Her job.
This is the whole motorboating. Is
I decided to get Lady Gaga some brand new treads in the tires because new beef drapes. Because it's been worn out. She's been passed around. She's trying to be.
Oh no! Are you saying because she got raped?
She got raped?
This is the second week in a row you've done that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she got raped too.
Like Kesha, like whatever.
Yeah, that was
like
a little
bit. I thought you were talking about Lady Gaga because she made those same accusations against like one of her old producers, whatever.
Well, regardless, new treads on the tires. She's a little worn out.
This Bill Cosby shit's ruined it for everybody. Yeah,
Didn't he attempt to rape Beverly Johnson? I mean, that's horrific.
I have no idea who that is.
Peter, I don't believe that.
First black model on the cover of Vogue.
Peter. Like we're going back to Batman. Pete, what would you get Harley Quinn this year?
My dick.
I knew that was coming.
That's a sexy-ass drawing right there.
Lou, what would you
get? You see who's playing her in that movie? Damn, who is it? Son. The chick from Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, my God.
Shit, what would I get her? Pete obviously has the right answer. I don't know. Mr. J? I guess.
You just get her the guy she has?
She doesn't really have him because he's kind of like blasé about it, right?
Hey, bang.
Jillian, what would you get Harley Quinn this year?
Well, obviously from her way too close relationship with the patient, she obviously got her license revoked by the board, so she can't practice as a doctor anymore. I get her new license as a doctor.
By the way, Jillian, good comic book knowledge
I
right
know.
There.
I know, I didn't think you knew that much.
Impressive.
No, I watched a lot of the Batman cartoon as a young child.
Way to surprise us.
You're welcome. Thank you. I take that as an extreme compliment that you recognize that I know that much.
I know a lot of people couldn't say that right there.
That's true.
Yep.
Okay.
This year for Harley Quinn, I would get her just a psychologist just so that she can wean herself off of the Joker. He seems like bad news for her.
A few less hyenas.
Yeah.
You know, girls love jerks. He's a jerk, honey.
All right, second to last one. My man, the Italian sign, Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa.
Lou, what would you get Rocky Balboa this year for Christmas?
I get him a broad that's worth fighting for.
Oh, you're gonna kill Adrian. All right.
Adrian was like fucking derpy.
I don't know. It was pretty good.
I mean, he was too, but
I don't know. Lou is a good woman.
Maybe I upgrade him to a
little bit. Hey, Lou.
Sandra Bullock-sies.
Yeah.
From like Demolition.
Sandra.
That's not the same
thing. The
hunk
of chunk.
By the way, how this get made when they allude to her possibly being his daughter was really creepy.
Berg, what would you get Rocky Balboa?
That's tough. A fight with ISIS. If the man could bring down communism, he could bring down Muslim extremism with one boxing match.
And if he can
change. If I can change, you can change. We'll get changed.
Yeah.
Jillian. This year, what do you get Rocky Balboa under the Christmas tree?
Oh, that's easy.
What?
A speech therapist.
Oh.
I thought good and everything.
Uh-huh.
I don't speak the word.
Sure,
he's gonna get him Rosie Perez.
What you talking about? I speak good and everything.
Yeah.
That was Sylvester Stallone as Rosie Perez.
You get a golf clap for that.
I would get Rocky a better brother.
Fuck Frank Stallone.
Take me back. Ooh, 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 ooh. Take me back. Alright.
Rhinestone was a good movie.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Alright, so our last guy, he's a guy that means a lot to me and everyone here in this podcast, where are we getting Dan Manning, the drop in fucking loads guy this year? I'll start with Jill.
Yeah.
A cock in the mouth.
Cheers.
How do you like it?
Peter?
I can only remember the one where it's like, and they cheer.
So I give them a good round of applause.
A pat on the back?
Yeah.
Blue. I'm going to give him a bunch of water balloons so he can literally just drop loads on everybody.
Ew. Ew.
That man is jerking off in them water balloons.
Ew.
I got to give that one to Pete, and that ends up with a tie with Pete and Lou. I got to get one more person. Since we're in a Batman theme tonight.
I was going to say the Jillian pick, but you got one, so.
The Joker. The last guy tonight.
No, I'll go with Alfred. No one gives Alfred anything.
No, because easy. It's just like, get him a couple bucks. Fuck you, Batman. Like, all right.
So, I was the game I really wanted.
Since this is Pete's forte, I'm going to let Pete go first. Why are you getting the Joker in this year?
Oh, that's tough. Because he only cares about one thing. And it's chaos and murder. So what do you get the man who has everything?
Kimbo.
Apparently, right. We're giving him... I'll give him a better actor than Jared Leto to play him in the next one.
Holy shit, that's a good
one. I'm sorry, that better actor is dead.
Shut up. Don't spoil my
Christmas.
I know,
right? It's horrible. Can't bring
Lou,
it back.
What do you give the Joker this year for Christmas?
Damn. Oh, man. Well, first, I want to say, like, if we could bring back... what's his name? Who does the voice for him?
Mark Hamill's not dead.
Young Mark Hamill to do it instead.
It's a voice. Who would it matter if he's older?
It would be Dynamite.
Dynamite?
I'll do it. I can
do
it.
I don't know. I think maybe...
I know. We all know you can do the Joker. Don't do it. Don't.
I'm not going to, but I can.
We got you on that rehab program for a reason.
Barbara Gordon again?
That's not him. Pete.
Isn't it?
He shot her.
He shot her. He didn't bang her or anything.
Yeah, but
well,
he had...
it was implied rape.
He had a lot of fun with that one.
I'll give it to Pete. Pete wins. My gift for the Joker this year would just be a nice night with Harley Quinn. You know,
and for the record, not against Jared Leto. We'll see what he can do.
Because he's a very good actor.
It's just
We only got.
Oh, yeah, it was a reference to Dallas Buyers Club. Yes.
We only got one more week of gifting presents to everybody. And then you know what? Maybe I'll do the New Year's thing, but. Thank you guys for participating in this. I feel that Pete had the best presents this year.
I am a giving man. Mm-hmm. I hate Christmas, but I step up.
Word. All right, so where are we at now?
We're calling it a night.
Yeah.
It's late. I got work in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know the drill. Go visit Lou.
Yep.
Follow us on Twitter, at PIB Comics, and like us on Facebook. We've both been... Well, I posted a thing.
It's true.
Trying to get in on the game, so like us there. You could email us directly at paintedblackcomics@gmail.com. If you want to be on the show and you are local or you have Skype, we'll let you.
Mm-hmm.
Let us talk to you. Email us. New comics coming out in the next year. Here's what you can look forward to. You got the new Last Call, Night of Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
You have, what's the name?
Soul Brother.
Soul Brother.
Yeah. And what's the thing Kaz is about?
Quite possibly a little Southern Comfort.
No, I saw he did like another two pages. I was fucking around with him on Twitter.
He's been stepping up.
Nice. Yeah. Good stuff. So hopefully we'll have about like 7 or 8 comics for you this year for...
it's going to be a big year.
Yeah. We're actually building a nice little library. I like it.
Am I missing anything? Anything else you guys want
to
talk about?
Would you like to promote anything on this podcast that you fucking don't pretend that you're on?
I'm not here.
You don't want to talk on your secret shame?
No.
But, all right, so we're... You can find us on Stitcher...
Podbean.
Instagram up pretty soon.
Oh, you're doing an Instagram?
Why the fuck not?
Lou, you're the man.
We're on Reddit all the time. And vote for us on Podcast Land.
What's our Reddit name?
It's just me. That's the good stuff.
Okay, so look at that.
Yeah.
That's the good stuff.
Because I'm Painted Black Pete.
Oh, all right. So there you go.
All right, so Pete, you want to throw us at him?
That's it for tonight then. For myself, Pete, and Brian, and Lou, and Jillian, close the door behind you.
As red as the sun, and the girl in the corner let no one ignore her, 'cause she thinks she's the passionate one. Oh yeah, it's like a-